out how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net. President Bush at the border. And immigration demonstrations continue.
Boost! Es puta!
A super stock sell-off.
The market's big concern is, when is the Fed going to stop raising interest rates?
Selling songs of protest. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. As the Senate continues its debate, the focus in the fight over immigration moves to ground zero on the U.S.-Mexico border. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
President Bush takes his immigration reform campaign to Yuma, Arizona, part of the nation's busiest border patrol sector. Patrol Chief David Aguilar, who will be with the president, says stepped-up enforcement will go after criminal gangs along the border
that are causing danger in the U.S. and in Mexico.
The president will use his Arizona visit to spotlight the get tough aspects of a plan aimed at winning conservative support for the immigration reform proposal.
I'm Dan Revive, live in Washington. Arizona is one of several border states likely to see a federally funded construction project, a triple layer fence meant to stop Mexicans from crossing. The Senate voted for that despite complaints by Democrat Dick Durbin
that our relationship with Mexico would come down to a barrier.
The New York Times reports big military contractors Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman are about to submit bids to create a high-tech system of sensors and video surveillance for the borders with Mexico and Canada. Likely cost a few billion dollars.
This is Barry Bagnato in Washington. When? Now came the cry from the stage as a small, spirited group of mostly Latino demonstrators waved American flags and urged Congress to grant illegal immigrants full rights.
People who work and contribute to make this country a better place have a place at the table with justice and dignity and security.
Congressman Luis Gutierrez, an Illinois Democrat, urged reformers to fight on, knowing that after the Senate's work is done, tough negotiations lie ahead with the House. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The Senate confirmation hearings opened this morning on the nomination of Air Force General Michael Hayden to be the next CIA director. CBS's Bob Fuss reports from Capitol Hill.
Caroline Frederickson of the ACLU says senators need to use this hearing to get to the bottom of what she believes are illegal wiretaps by the agency Hayden used to run.
It's absolutely critical that they ask him about the National Security Agency's domestic spying program.
Hayden has defended it before, saying it's legal and needed to fight terrorists, but White House Press Secretary Tony Snow says don't expect him to give any details.
I don't think he's under any obligation to spill the beans in terms of national security in a public forum.
Hayden will be questioned behind closed doors after the public hearing is over. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, the House and Senate are on a collision course after the House narrowly approved a $2.8 trillion spending plan. Well, for harried traders, it couldn't have rung soon enough. At the close yesterday, the Dow had plunged 214 points, the biggest single-day stock loss in 3 years. Why? One word, inflation. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason says investors are nervous.
Suddenly we're seeing the cost of travel going up, we're seeing the cost of renting a house moving up, and clothing is rising sharply too.
Which could prompt the Fed to keep raising interest rates. Will the market shocks keep coming? Yeshiva University economist Peter Sperling doesn't think so.
It may take the markets a little more than one day to settle down, but it shouldn't be something that goes on and on and on for any long period of time.
He vanished more than 30 years ago. What became of Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa?
He's been here since 85, and when we first got here, our next door neighbor said, hey, you know, Hoffa's buried in the property next to you. And he laughed, and we laughed, and that was the end of it.
But that's not the end of it. The farm next door to Deb Koskovich's place northwest of Detroit is now the focus of the FBI investigation into Hoffa's disappearance. President Bush is expected to give the green light to a new plan for dealing with North Korea. The New York Times quotes sources who say the revamped approach includes launching peace treaty negotiations while moves continue to prod Pyongyang into ending its nuclear weapons program. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A Denver-bound United Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff Wednesday morning. Flight 364 took off from Portland International, but was forced to land after a warning indicator connected to an emergency landing slide went off. Witnesses say they saw parts of the escape slide flapping in the air when the jet landed.
We were going awfully slowly. I mean, it took like 10 minutes and we hadn't even gotten to Mount Hood yet. And so I wondered what was going on. And then they said there was something over the top of the wing. And so we had to go back.
passenger Bert Burney. Westminster police will honor a 4-year-old boy who called 911 three times this year to help his mother.
And mommy fell down.
I'm sorry?
Mommy fell down.
Okay, what's your address?
Little Josh Campbell of Fragoso called for help when his mother passed out on the kitchen floor due to a medical condition. Mom, Josh, the dispatcher, and firefighters will speak to the media today. The youngster will also receive an award. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We are off to a slow start already this morning. First, taking a look at westbound I-70. CDOT is late picking up construction work this morning, and the two left lanes of the westbound lanes of I-70 between Colorado Boulevard and Brighton Boulevard are shut down, and that will remain in place through 6:30 this morning. We're already looking at backup stretching all the way towards Quebec. Across westbound I-70 as well, we also have a two-car accident working on the approach to Steele, and E-470 heading eastbound is now checking clear at Gartrail after an earlier crash involving a car and a deer was slowing us down as well. Southbound I-25 is beginning to back up on the north end between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike, though you're still looking at pretty good conditions as you make your way towards downtown Denver. In today's forecast, we'll see.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month, Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, May 18th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Marvin, getting up every single morning and praying that the Bellevue exit off I-25 is open for once. I wish it wasn't this morning. Good morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6. High today, 83, mostly sunny. We'll find out at 6:30 this morning who won the temperature guessing game between myself, John Turk, and the effervescent Amelia Earhart. And that's it coming up at 6:30. So I'm sure you'll cling on to your radio and not go anywhere waiting for that bit of news this morning. Am I in a sarcastic mood today? Is it coming across that way, Turk? Am I in a sarcastic mood? Am I in one of those moods for a Thursday? I certainly am, right? Because it's the same stories every day, but you know what? It's nothing ever gets resolved. I don't know. Maybe I'm in a pessimistic mood. Wrong move for a morning man. Because, you know, when you listen to some guy in the morning, he's supposed to be, hi, hello, everything's great. Well, you know, by and large, everything is. I mean, things are looking good for us poll-wise. There's no question about that, and we'll talk about it later on in the morning about what's going on poll-wise with David Pollack, who is a Democratic strategist, and we'll ask him what all of this means for Democrats and for progressives coming up in the fall elections, which are now only 6 months away, with, you know, the commander-in-chief running Operation, you know, Save the Republican Party down on the border. And speaking of that, I wanted to bring up about the whole fence idea, because I got a bunch of people who, from time to time when we talked about immigration, would always tell me about how much they wanted to have a fence. Now the Senate has strongly approved a measure yesterday to build us 370 miles of double and triple-layered fence along the Mexican border, moving its migration bill closer to enforcement-focused approach by favored by conservatives. There's also a companion article in the New York Times this morning about where do you think that the government will go to get the people to build these fences. The defense industry. They're big buddies in the defense industry. Now, in the New York Times article about this, there's no mention here of Halliburton. It's mostly Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman Group. But that's talking basically about the high-tech communication stuff that they plan to put, to the virtual curtain that they plan to put on the border. Who knows who's going to actually build the fence, whether Halliburton is going to build the fence or not. Who's going to get a no-bid contract? That's going to be the question on this deal about who gets it. You know, such things as the Global Hawk, an unmanned aerial vehicle with a wingspan nearly as wide as a Boeing 737, can snoop on movement along the border from heights up to 65,000 feet. That's from Northrop Grumman. But this is going to be a boon. This whole border thing is going to be a boon for our buddies in the big defense industry. Who is going to build the border, the actual fence? Nobody is named as of yet. Maybe we should start an on-the-air pool here to decide whether Halliburton gets the bid to build the fence or not. Maybe we should start some kind of on-the-air pool. Everybody can pick odds or take a number or do something. Or do some, you know, that somebody, all right, let me put it this way. If not Halliburton, somebody close to the administration gets the nod. I mean, it won't be some outside company. It wouldn't be some, like, a company sitting in Pueblo, Colorado. It'll be somebody who's contributed a lot of money to the Republican Party, has big-time connections. You know, maybe provides Dick Cheney with his M&Ms in his hotel room when he travels, or his chilled bottle of water, or whatever it is that he requires, or this chemical suit that he's supposedly supposed to travel around with. Have you read those stories? that he travels around with one, with a chemical suit?
Bubble Boy.
Yeah, Bubble Boy. That he has a chemical suit in case something happens. Better he be prepared than you and I guess. But anyway, I really do want to talk about this, and I know we do. I know we talk about the immigration a lot, but I just want to know if all of you this morning on this Thursday morning are satisfied with the idea that conservatives in the Senate got their way, and that you know, they're going to appease the House wing nuts too with this idea of building this big long fence, this 370 miles of double and the triple layered fence along the Mexican border. And somebody here, I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody looked up at me with bloodshot, tired eyes, which you see a lot of around this place at about 4 or 4:30 in the morning, and said, well, you know what's just going to end up happening here? They'll either tunnel under it or go around it or pole vault over it, one or the other. And Dick Durbin from Illinois, good guy from Illinois, senator from Illinois, who once called me a bomb thrower, warned that the proposal would be a down payment for a fence of 2,000 miles, the length of the U.S.-Mexico border. He also expressed concern that the fence would sour ties with Mexico, but the amendment passed 83-16 nevertheless. How did our local senators vote on this? Salazar voted yes for the fence. Does that disappoint anybody that Salazar voted yes for the fence, or do you think that that was a good idea? And Allard voted yes for the fence as well. So 303-713-7600 during the hour of no power here at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6. We're going to get a fence built for 370 miles in the high traffic areas along the border. And I want to know if you think that's a good idea or not, and if you favor it, and if you like the idea that Salazar voted for it. Are you happy with Ken Salazar's vote? Maybe that should be the main question we should ask this morning. If you're happy with Ken Salazar's vote on this fence idea, or if, once again, you're angry at him. Because I remember, almost a year ago, the credit card bill. Boy, you guys were really angry at Ken Salazar. Whew! I mean, and the email just poured in about what a rat you thought he was for the whole credit card bill. And I, you know what, I disagree with the credit card bill thing. By the way, Salazar stood us up once again. I also got to make that apparent. Remember that? We put in a request for Salazar and never heard back. He's got some kind of anemic... not anemic, that's not the right word. He's got some kind of allergenic type thing about radio interviews, or at least radio interviews on this radio station, or at least radio interviews on most stations. I think he gets on the 50,000-watt blowtorch because he feels like he has to. You know, the big conservative noise machine down the hall. I think he feels like he has to get on there, but he doesn't feel like he has to get on with us. But we put in numerous requests for him, and... no way. Can't get him on. All right, so the idea is, are you happy with Salazar's vote on the fence? And do you favor a fence between Mexico and the United States? Do you like the idea? 303-713-7600. The Senate overwhelmingly approving a measure yesterday to build a 370-mile double and triple-layered fence along the Mexican border, moving its immigration bill closer to the enforcement-focused approach favored by conservatives. And I got four lines open. At 303-7...
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams. Remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
$2 off. We now return you to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Their awning can keep your deck or patio up to 20 degrees cooler, and they're built to last. So enjoy the outdoors, rain or shine. Just call 1-800-500-1868 for your free Sunsetter DVD. Enjoy the outdoors.
Again, that's $200 off by calling right now.
Call now to get your free DVD on the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Just pick up the phone and call 1-800-500-1868. That's 1-800-500-1868. 1-800-500-1868.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, Neil Young. Nothing wrong with it. 621, 21 minutes after 6. Good morning. High today, 83. Mostly sunny skies. Just a reminder that if you're not a member of the AM 760 Progressive Club, go to am760.net right now to sign up. Why? Because all of next week here on this show, Progressive Club members will have a chance to win $100 worth of gas starting on Monday. I'll be calling out the names of Progressive Club members at 620, 720, 820, and 920. And if you hear your name and call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, you'll win $100 worth of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. To sign up and to check out the details on how to win, simply go to am760.net. Well, the phones at 303-713-7600 are just stormed with calls here about this fence along the border and the idea that the Senate has voted to do this. And I see you're so interested in it. Maybe I'll just switch topics and we can do the schoolyard boob tag story, which is in the Rocky Mountain News, which ought to get a lot of people's attention. This is a game of tag at a middle school in Golden. It has police investigating a 14-year-old boy for unlawful sexual contact. The game played at the Bell Middle School is called Boob Tag. The kids choose who's it by touching a breast. You didn't believe I'd do this story, did you? Well, I mean, look at the phones. Nobody wants to talk about the fence. I mean, we might as well go on to something else more touching. More relevant. Oh, what's wrong with me this morning? I have no idea. Maybe this is the last show I'm ever going to do on this radio station. I have no clue. Okay, you know, that's what happens when you don't take your meds before you come to work. This is not appropriate, but it's a game of consent, said Lynn Sharp, the mother of the suspect, Cole Sharp. It should be punished but not prosecuted. Golden Police declined to release details about the case and would say only that there is an investigation. The inquiry started last week when an 8th grade female student told school officials that Cole touched her breast. A group of friends that included Cole, another boy, and 7 girls have been playing boob tag during lunch breaks since December, Lynn Sharp said. The girls often call themselves the bisexuals, Cole said. It's just like tag, except you poke the breast area, Cole told CBS News, Channel 4. Jefferson County Public School officials interviewed the student and found no proof of any unlawful sexual contact, and said a spokesperson for the school district. The school's resource officer filed a routine report that apparently caught the interest of the police. Cole was taken to the police department Tuesday night for questioning, his mother said. You know, this is even worse than the fence story, isn't it? I mean, this one's really stupid. Did you ever do this kind of stuff as kids? But you know what? What used to be, like, things that you did as kids have now become things that have been, like, will get you in deep trouble. Like, didn't anybody ever go to, and maybe I'm admitting stuff that I shouldn't be admitting on the air because then people will, this audience sometimes has a habit of doing, of taking your what you're admitting and calling you up and holding it against you at a later date. But you know what? Didn't you go to like construction sites when you were kids and throw rocks through windows? No? And if you did that today, I mean, it'd be like you'd get arrested for vandalism. Didn't you do those kinds of things? Did you fool around like that when you were like, 10 years old, 12? Didn't know any better? Or am I the only one who did those kind of things? And then, people call, and then they'll call and they'll say that there's no moral relativity in this country. And I think there's plenty of moral relativity in this country. And I think people definitely know the difference between right and wrong. Do they always follow right and wrong? No, they don't always follow right and wrong. But people know the difference between right and wrong, and we're quick to punish kids and strictly hold them responsible for things which 50 years ago you wouldn't have done. You would have gotten a lecture, and your parents probably had to pay the bill for the damaged windows, and you might get grounded, and that might be the end of it, and that would be the whole thing. And maybe the police would show up, but if the police did show up, they would like scare you to death by showing you a pair of handcuffs and telling you that if you didn't knock off that behavior, they're going to take you to jail, and you'd be so scared. I mean, didn't anybody ever like go into a supermarket and shoplift a little piece of candy, and you got caught? And you got a stiff lecture from your parents over it. And they said, you've broken the law and you've stolen. And they could call the police. And if they call the police, you're going to go to jail. And, of course, you know what? When you're 10, you don't have any idea that they can't put you, that they're not going to put you in adult. I mean, jail to you is like what you see on television. That's jail. So you think, oh, my God, that's black and white films of jail. So you're going to go to a lockup, to a maximum of, lockup, to a penitentiary, to the big house. And, you're going to be locked up with a bunch of criminals wearing striped suits, pounding, tin cans on the jail set bars. That's what you thought jail was, because you weren't old enough to know any different. And all of this stuff went on. I mean, kids would be kids. And sometimes I wonder if there is no room to be a child anymore in this society. Because we take things so seriously, and I'm not on here trying to say that we should, that people should be permissive. And whenever you make these kind of statements, when you wonder out loud about how the world has changed, about how things have changed within your lifetime, then people turn around, and then what they do is then they say, well, you know what? He's being permissive. He's being, permissive. He's supporting a permissive behavior, and I'm not supporting permissive behavior. I'm saying that, things are not as awful as people make them out to be, and that there is there are boundaries in this society, and by and large, people do know what's right and wrong, but the media picks up on those people who have a tendency to get into trouble. And then when it comes to kids, sometimes I think we make a bigger deal out of it than we should. And then sometimes when it comes to kids, we don't pay attention to them like we should. And I think Columbine should forever stand as a huge, huge monument to bullying and mental health and all of those things. To me, one of the frustrations of coming in here and doing this every single morning and talking about Salazar and the fence and talking about this topic, about the schoolyard deal and the whole thing. The trouble with all of this is, we have 4 hours a morning to talk about this stuff. We usually do these topics in 1-hour segments. But you know, all of these topics are all more complicated than the time we have allotted to give to them, if you really sit down and you think about them. And usually there's no one pat answer to any question facing us. I mean, does anybody seriously believe because the Senate yesterday voted to put 370 miles of double-layered, triple-layered fence, double and triple-layered fence along the high-traffic areas of the Mexican border, does anybody really believe that that's going to stop the problem? Does anybody really think that that's going to happen? Any more than overreacting when kids play games? And maybe the games are inappropriate, but what, you call the police, and the police show up, or the police see the report, and the police go down there? This looks like, you know, this could be unlawful sexual contact. When you just, you know, you could sit down with the kids, and you go like, hey, don't do this. And this is the reason you don't, because it's not considered to be, it's not something that you do in society. You just don't walk up, like, touch a woman's breast. Or the building a fence on the border is not going to keep immigration out, illegal immigration. I mean, things are more complicated than that. And people often complain about the media, and they complain about the media a lot. And what we're forced to do here every single day on a basis, and I've been doing this now for like, I don't know, 22 years, is to take these things and do two things with them. Boil them down, okay, to the simplest common denominator, and then go to you, the caller, and say, hey, you got to choose between right and wrong, or you got to choose between black and white, or you got to choose between yes and no, rather than getting on the being able to get on the air and say, you know, look, the Senate has built a fence along the border. Do you really think that this would work? And let's get into a really rational, good conversation here about whether this is the wisest use of taxpayer money and whether you're really happy with Ken Salazar's vote on this deal. You know, it's just, it's very frustrating. It's frustrating to come in here at 6 o'clock in the morning and do this. But it isn't only me that's doing it. I mean, it's the rest of the media that's doing it as well, that's boiling it all down. It's like we're all a bunch of simps. All right. I've done nothing but complain now for the last 30 minutes, and I see I got phone calls. And we'll take your phone calls on all these things. And you can talk about either topic if you want to. It's 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock. All right, Amelia, who won the temperature thing yesterday?
Unfortunately, you did.
I won again?
You did.
I won 2 days in a row?
Yeah, yesterday's high at DIA was 81.
I won the thing 2 days in a row?
Yeah.
You're effing me.
It said 83 at my house, my thermometer.
We don't go by your thermometer.
Yeah, yours is like out on a fence post in your yard.
Can you give us a break? It's like calling in from Parker or something and saying, well, that's like calling in from like, Breckenridge or someplace and going, oh, mine said 75 degrees. So I won it 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
So that means, Amelia, you owe me lunch like twice.
Yeah, but Turk has to split it with me. He lost too.
Yeah, Turk's also on the hook.
I don't know. I hear those traffic people make a lot more money than producers do. So yeah. This one's on you, Amelia.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm cooking lunch. How about that?
All right. You cook lunch. Where are you doing? What are we eating? Lunch at your place?
Lunch at my place in Boulder.
All right. Fine. We don't care. We'll drive up there. What are we having for lunch?
Oh, what do you want?
Oh, God. We'll probably end up having egg salad or something. Ugh.
How about some tofu? I'm kidding.
Oh, jeez. Oh. That's excruciatingly, that's painful.
I'm kidding. I don't eat that stuff.
Well, I would ask you about the fence along the border. You want to answer about that question? You think that 370-mile fence is a good thing, or would you want to stay out of that?
I think I'll stay out of it for right now. I want to be informed. I kind of jumped into your conversation a little late.
Okay, you don't want to talk about the boob tag story, do you?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, I'll skip that one as well.
I got to read the headlines before the next update.
Okay. What's going on with... What's going on? Or try listening to the show. What's going on?
Because that's the only thing I have to do this morning, Jay.
Oh, pity you. All right, what's going on with the traffic?
All right, well, we do have good news across westbound I-70. Our construction between Colorado Boulevard and Brighton Boulevard has now been picked up from the roadway. However, we do have a brand-new crash on the ramp from Vasquez heading on to westbound I-70. Got three cars tangled up here, so you will find delays making your way onto the highway drive. The rest of the highway is just heavy and slow. Taking a look first at I-25, southbounders are now jamming up from 140. 4th Avenue down to 84th Avenue, and once again between 58th and Spear. Northbound lanes of I-25 actually still looking pretty good coming out of the Denver Tech Center. Just a bit of slowing, though, on that approach to I-225. Across I-270 and Commerce City, eastbounders are now jam-packed between I-25 and Vasquez, and the eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood are thick between Federal and the I-25 interchange as well. In today's...
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
The 2006 Summer of Stars in Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley, Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater. Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get a reservation.
How come all the good guys are married?
Yeah, where are all the great women?
I've tried every online dating service.
You never know if the profiles are true. Some are actually bogus.
Yeah, and then you find out the creep's married.
Or pictures from 15 years ago.
Then, if you're lucky enough to find someone interesting, they live in Anchorage.
Matchmaking services cost a king's ransom and don't work.
And, of course, speed dating is really natural.
I did the church thing.
And I got sick of the bar scene.
Those are just a few reasons why they created Denver Singles Only for Denver Singles Only. A unique combination of online dating and exciting Denver area activities. Their extensive membership screenings confirm their members are all local, safe, single, and the age they claim. They even have programs for single parents and their children, and those without an internet connection. Don't forget the weekly bash with a live band, dancing, games, discussions, and more. And their prices are ridiculously low. Check them out today at DenverSO.com. That's DenverSO.com.
Because I'm looking forward here to the weather, and the high on Saturday is going to be 84. There's nothing worse than going into a dunk tank when it's 65 degrees outside. Oh, my, yeah, oh my God, I've done that before, and it's like, oh my God. You know, you feel like you need to be hospitalized for like 90 days afterwards. But that's this Saturday between 11 and 3 at Rocky's Autos. Dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell, Rocky's Autos 63rd and Federal.
Mom, it's Becky. For graduation, please get me a Sprint wireless phone. One that has a camera and a camcorder and comes in different colors. Oh, and I can watch TV on and listen to music and comes in different...
Want a phone that's packed with features? Go to Radio Shack and get the MM8300 by Sanyo free after a $50 mail-in rebate and a new two-year subscriber agreement. Don't just get a phone, get a Sprint phone at Radio Shack today. Good through 6306 for new customers after $80 Radio Shack instant rebate and credit approval. $36 activation and $200 early termination fees apply. Offer not available in all markets. Restrictions apply. See materials in store for details.
Memorial Day's coming, so we're taking the kids to Lowe's to teach them responsibility. You see, between now and Monday, all Olympic Paint has a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon and 20 on 5 gallons.
So Steven and I can cover his rubber ball marks. And Lowe's has 8x8 cobble patio pavers for 97 cents and $20 off their Shop Vac blower.
I can't even say what Jimmy did.
Now when you use your Lowe's consumer card on any purchase of $299 or more, you'll make no payments and get 0% financing for a full 12 months. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, By the way, we'll be having breakfast with Al Franken at an undisclosed location, and we'll be doing this show from an undisclosed location coming up tomorrow morning, I believe. This is Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, it is. 6:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 83, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. All right. The Senate overwhelmingly approved a measure yesterday to build a fence, a 370-mile double-layer, triple-layer fence. Do you agree with this idea or do you not agree with it? And one thing I have never gotten out of all the time that I've talked about this on the air here is any kind of progressive slash liberal slash left kind of perspective about this whole question of immigration. And George W. Bush is going to Arizona today to give another boring speech, which will even make the cactus wilt in the 100-degree weather. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right for an old man.
Old man. Give me a break. You don't know old. One quick comment about boob tag. Tell me what is more exciting, more scintillating, more desirable to a middle school boy than boobs.
I can't think of anything, really.
Exactly. That's the way it's always been. It's the way it always will be, for crying out loud. I mean,
well,
these are kids.
When you sit down and, like, say, okay,
you
look,
talk to them.
Here's the reason you don't do this. This
exactly.
is the reason this isn't,
exactly.
you know, proper behavior. But to have the police come down and charge the kid, I mean, come on.
It's absurd. It's absurd. But I got to talk to you about the fence.
Okay.
And I got to talk to you about Ken. I think it's wonderful to know we have so damn much extra money that we can spend it on this fence. God knows we have nothing else going on in this country right now that needs attention. We need to build a stupid fence. And as far as I'm concerned, Ken Salazar needs to be a one-term wonder. Go back to ranching. Go back to being an attorney. I don't care if he wants to go back to knitting. But this needs to be over. He has disappointed me. I worked hard for him. I campaigned for him. I donated to him.
Is he too middle of the road for you?
He's too wishy-washy for me. I mean, for God's sake. And this isn't the first thing, but this is ridiculous. And but another comment, though. Isn't it wonderful and kind of interesting to see how George the nincompoop has managed to divert our attention from Iraq, from the debt, from Katrina, onto immigration. I mean, for crying out loud, this has been going on for how long?
Yeah, it's been going on for quite a while.
150 years? All of a sudden, we're all in a dither about it?
But yeah, I think, you know, let me be honest with you. The idea of this show is to take what's in the news cycle and what is the most important thing and the most prominent thing in the news cycle or array of those things, and put them up for public comment. And people are bothered by immigration. Now, the interesting thing is, there was a poll cited last night on Oberman, and I believe it was the Washington Post CBS poll, which indicated, guess who the public that was polled, guess who they think can handle the question of immigration better, Democrats or Republicans?
I hope it's Democrats.
Yeah, they picked Democrats over Republicans. But this is a problem facing the country, and it's an emotional one, and it's not an easily worked out one. So when I see this in the news this morning, you know, it's a major Senate immigration bill. I more or less feel like I'm compelled to have to get on to talk about it. It doesn't necessarily mean that the other things that you're bringing up
This has nothing to do with you.
You know, and in any way, shape, or form are lost. It's just, you know, let me ask you something. What can any of us really say about Iraq at this point other than we should get the hell out?
Well, that's it, but that's something we should be saying over and over again. We should be beating that drum until the drum breaks. The same with Iran, the same with North Korea. We've been diverted yet again. If there's one thing they can do well, it's this. And you know, the immigration situation is a problem. There's no doubt about it. But it's been a problem for my entire life, and I am older than you. So all of a sudden, we got to deal with it right now. And it involves spending a whole bag of money we don't have. I'm sick of the debt.
Yeah.
You know, I expect any day to have somebody from China come bouncing in and decide he wants my house.
Yeah, that was my first impression, too. When I, you know, all of this stuff about all this high-tech equipment, and there's this article today in the New York Times about how they're going to go to the defense contractors,
yeah,
and they're going to do all this. And my first thought was, okay, you know what, now they're going to whip out the government charge card, and we're just going to go deeper in
exactly
debt now.
Exactly, and all they're going to do is just a little bit more payback. Maybe he figures he better get them all paid back soon because he's in such deep trouble that his ability to have any measure of effectiveness is fading so quickly.
No.
I don't know, but I'm fed up with it. I don't run my personal household budget this way. For crying out loud.
All right, listen, I got to run, but I'm going to leave you with this last thing. Let me leave you with the last thing. Do you think the majority of Americans are concerned about the deficit, yes or no?
I absolutely do. The people that I talk to are yes.
Okay.
Absolutely,
all right.
Yes.
I'm gonna ask every person that question. Pat,
good.
Thank you. Appreciate
Bye,
the call. All right. Thanks for the call. One line open at 303-713-7600. Deb in Broomfield. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Are you concerned with the deficit, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just wanted to give an idea of how to, if they're hell-bent on spending this kind of money on a fence, it would be better off spent building a couple of plants on the other side of the border that would make ethanol out of cane sugar from Mexico and corn from the United States and get us off of Middle East oil. That way people in Mexico could have some jobs that would get reasonable pay. They would want to stay there. They would rather stay there with their families than come here. They don't have the opportunities. Let's invest the money on something that will get us a return instead of just money down a rat hole.
Yeah, you know why that won't work? I'll tell you why that won't work. You know why? Because it makes too much sense.
Right.
Because we don't have the brain power in the White House.
Oil people are running our government.
That's right. We got an oil president, an oil vice president, and we don't have the brain power in the White House or the Congress to be able to come up with such an idea. But I think your idea is right about that. And you are concerned about the deficit. You are concerned about the idea that now suddenly we have this whole spate of new ideas about how to spend money on the border, but we have no logical way to pay for any of it.
Well, and you know, but I think that the problem is that the deficit has grown to a point where can you visualize what that amount of money really is? It's like, it's so beyond our imagination, it's hard to even imagine that it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, because none of us could imagine having that much money in one place.
Well, and, you know, the fact that every man, woman, and child in this country will owe $3,000 as of right now, or $30,000 as of right now, that's nuts.
Yeah, you know what? It really is. Deb, thank you. Great call. I appreciate your time.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. One line open at 303-713-7600. She's right about that. You know, and maybe that's part of the reason. I saw in this, it was either CBS Gallup poll or the Washington Post ABC poll, or CBS poll, I'm sorry, that only 3% of the people who answered about the deficit. And maybe what Deb is saying here is true. Maybe the reason that a lot of people can't get their arms around the deficit is because they can't get their arms around the amount of money. They can't visualize owing that much money on any single thing. But you know what? We're getting ready to do this. We're going to spend money down on the border. And we're...
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
This is how they survived T-Rex. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford on 3rd Avenue, or online at cheaperfords.com.
AM760.net. More than just a website, it's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player.
Music sounds right out with you.
AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-1202 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-600-1202. 1-800-600-1202.
Are you currently receiving a structured settlement? Receiving cash payments for a car accident, a medical malpractice, instead of waiting a lifetime for cash that technically is yours? Wouldn't you like to have that money now?
After the accident, after we settled, things changed. I needed the cash quick. I had bills to pay, and I couldn't wait to get paid over the next 15 years.
Your life changes, so why can't your structured settlement change with it? It is your money after all. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your cash in your hands now.
J.G. helped me get the money right away. I mean, it is my money. Why should someone else have it all that time?
Don't delay. Let J.G. Wentworth help get you your money now. For a free booklet on how you can get your money, call 1-800-400-5581. J.G. Wentworth has helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For your free booklet, call 1-800-400-5581. That's 1-800-400-5581.
Looking for the perfect graduation gift? CompUSA's got digital cameras, laptops, cell phones, MP3 players, and all kinds of other digital congratulations. Huge graduation savings are good through this Saturday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rowe anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not sure exactly which area is best protected by building a physical fence or having the kind of virtual fence that may be more effective, but certainly in the populated areas we need a fence.
That's McCain talking about the Senate bill yesterday. And by the way, speaking of Karl Rove, no information here about him being indicted, no update. Jason Leopold claimed it was going to happen yesterday, and still nothing. So we'll have to see. But the odds-on experts are saying that it's going to happen. What does the odds-on experts mean? Is that a sports term? Odds on experts? No. The experts have odds on that he's going to get indicted. 6:51, it's 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock here. High of 83, mostly sunny. Talking about the Senate immigration bill. Coming up top of the hour, we'll talk to Michael Huttner about what went on with Progress Now and Xcel Energy yesterday. Let's get back on the phones, and we go to Steve in Capitol Hill. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, I really appreciate what you were talking about earlier, saying, you know, how talk radio seems to have to boil every issue down to a little sound bite, yes or no, and that really precludes any wisdom being brought into the whole mix.
Makes it tough.
It really does. And about this fence, I mean, it's not that that's necessarily a totally bad idea. It's that it's not the best first step in that if we're not going after the illegal employers, everything else is pretty ridiculous in terms of stopping the illegal immigration. Now, dealing with the people that are already here, I'm not against what the Senate's been saying. The idea of a legalization process, compassion toward people. I'm not against that at all. But I very much want to see any new illegal employment stopped. And I think that's speaking of the kind of dynamic situation, I don't know if that would solve everything. But that would be such a good first step in that if you don't turn off that magnet of illegal employment, you're going to have to build a bigger and bigger fence, and it's never going to work because there's such a motivation to get around it.
you know, in all of the time that we talked about this, and Pat's right, this has been going on for months and months and months. And maybe this is a move by the White House, and maybe this is a move by the GOP. You know, I definitely believe that the troops, that the guard on the border is a move by the GOP to try to do something, to have something going into the November election, because they're in such lousy shape. But the whole thing is, you know what, we refuse to look at the conditions that create the problem. You know, if something is making you sick, do you treat the symptoms or do you treat what's making you ill?
Yeah, and see, I absolutely agree with you, but
the way you treat what's making you ill.
You've got to get at the basic cause of the problem,
and we're not doing that.
I think the illegality is a major cause of the problem. In that,
no, the major cause of the problem is that there are no jobs. The major cause of the problem is that life in Mexico for the average person living there, because there is no well-insulated middle class, which ought to be a hint to people in this country as to what's happening in the middle class here. The whole deal there is that, you know what, they come here because they want jobs and they want money, not because they think that this is the greatest place in the world. Now, some people do come here because they believe it's the greatest place in the world. And you know what? We're egocentric, and everybody that is in any country is egocentric. Everybody has nationalism, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I prefer the United States to any place that I know of, okay? But I understand that no matter what you do, no matter what you offer, no matter what's out there, somebody's not going to like it. There's going to be somebody, there are going to be groups of people who are going to come here, and they're not going to think this is the greatest place in the world. But they're going to come here because they can make money. They can make money that they can send home to their families. They can make money that they can send home to their communities. And the thing is, they ought to be making money in their own country. And the reason they're not is because of NAFTA and other things, their economy is in ruins. It's been destroyed.
I agree. And the whole point I'm making is that these corporations, as long as they can make these massive amounts of profits with this whole illegal economy going on, they will continue to do it. They'll put all kinds of pressure on Congress. And, I mean, you know, the vote, what was it, 86 to 13? It's an awful lot more Democrats than just Ken Salazar voting for a fence, which I consider a real distraction. But the process, and see, this is the whole thing. We need to be able to have a fully developed idea back and forth. And the process of stopping the illegal employment will cause these corporations to say, oh, that avenue of making profit has been closed down. What's the next best? It won't be quite as much profit, but business is amoral. They'll go as far as they can in any direction. If you shut it off, they'll go in another direction. The next best way of making profit off the people in Mexico is to actually invest in Mexico. But that was not quite as much, because then you're going to have to be legal and above board on both sides of the border. So there's not quite as much profit to be made. But if we don't do that, we're dealing with nothing. And this idea, you know, that comes up, well, it's not really hurting Americans. I know people that are journeyman carpenters, and I work in food service. The jobs just aren't there. I talked to a guy yesterday. He's a journeyman carpenter. He's working for $6.25 an hour out of a temp labor place. He can't get a job.
Well, the construction industry is the hardest hit in all of this. But
food service is really hard hit too, Jay.
Yeah, but your point is, you know, your point about forcing them to invest there is a good one that I agree with.
But you're not going to. Why aren't we hearing that from either party? I mean,
because they don't want to get into it. That's why.
Well, I understand the Republicans. They have always been greedy bastards. But why are the Democrats' party? And why is the
Some Democrats do. Diana DeGette's brought it up on the show before.
Okay, but I want to see the Democratic Party actually defending the interests of the working class
What you need to do is you need to get involved with the Democratic Party. And get that agenda across to them. That's what you need to do, because involvement is what it's all about. You need to make your voice heard.
Well,
Steve, thanks, man.
Right now.
Steve, man, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, we're going to find out what went on yesterday with Progress Now, and Progress Action Now, and XL, which is, despite the fact that they made record profits, still asking for rate increases. Unbelievable. And we'll talk about that coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Your life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morgan, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dan Revive, live in Washington. President Bush has just left for Yuma, Arizona. In that area, there are 400,000 arrests per year of Mexicans crossing the border. The Senate has voted to build a security fence, though Democrat Ted Kennedy complained.
Just extending a fence all along the border does not make sense.
While many in Mr. Bush's party don't like his proposal to let illegal immigrants earn citizenship. Now in Arizona, CBS's Bill Plant.
Convincing the House Republicans is going to be a real test of how much political capital the president has left. Meanwhile, he's likely to get an earful here today in Yuma, where people feel that the border crossings have gotten out of hand and that nobody's been paying attention.
I'm Dan Revive, live in Washington. Now to Frank Settapani.
The Senate confirmation hearing for General Michael Hayden, nominated to run the CIA, begins 30 minutes from now.
Caroline Frederickson of the ACLU says senators need to use this hearing to get to the bottom of what she believes are illegal wiretaps by the agency Hayden used to run.
It's absolutely critical that they ask him about the National Security Agency's domestic spying program.
Hayden has defended it before, saying it's legal and needed to fight terrorists, but White House Press Secretary Tony Snow says don't expect him to give any details.
I don't think it's under any obligation to spill the beans in terms of national security in a public forum.
Hayden will be questioned behind closed doors after the public hearing is over. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
35 miles from Detroit, there's a big hullabaloo on the horse farm next to Deb Koskovich's place. The FBI is digging for clues in the Jimmy Hoffa disappearance. Koskovich first heard the Hoffa rumors when she moved in back in 1985.
He just jokingly says to us, "Hey, did you hear that Jimmy Hoffa is buried on that property next to you?" And we took it absolutely as a joke. That was the way it was said to us, and that was the way we took it.
Now, Koskovich forgot all about the story until the FBI came calling. The Ken Lay, Jeff Skilling Enron fraud jury begins its first full day of deliberations about an hour from now. CBS's Jim Krasula in Durham, North Carolina, tells us about a day in court for a Duke lacrosse player.
It will be Reed Seligman's first court appearance since his indictment on rape, kidnapping, and sexual assault charges a month ago. His lawyers expected to ask that the prosecutor be forced to turn over evidence. Three Duke lacrosse players face charges in connection with the alleged rape of an exotic dancer during a team party.
The world's biggest passenger plane touched down at London's Heathrow Airport within the past hour. It was a test flight to see if Heathrow can handle the double-decked Airbus A380, which can carry as many as 555 passengers. Planes expected to begin commercial service in December. Coast Guard has suspended the search for an Ohio man missing on a cruise in the Bahamas. Officials say Daniel DePiero apparently fell overboard after a night of heavy drinking. Wall Street could open higher after yesterday's inflation scare sell-off. S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac accident and disability coverage the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com.
Aflac!
For Small Business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore.
erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit JustAskToday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
Belco Credit Union. Easy to join and worth it. Belco.org.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. We'll likely know in a month what the University of Colorado will do in response to a report that Ward Churchill plagiarized and falsified academic research. He could face suspension or be fired. His attorney, David Lane, says if the university gives Churchill the axe, the case will go to federal court. Lane says he'll argue that the university was retaliating against the tenured professor because of his essay in which he compared 9/11 victims to Nazis. Speech protected under the First Amendment. Attorneys watching the case all contend free speech is protected, but plagiarism is grounds for firing. A four-year-old Westminster boy calls 911 when his mom passes out.
Did she fall down the stairs, or what did she fall down to?
She fell down in the kitchen.
Josh Campbell Fragosa called for help three times this year. His mother suffers from a blood pressure problem that causes her to faint. Josh will receive an award today, and he, along with his mom, the dispatcher, and firefighters, will speak to the media. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. I-70 has been our problem spot throughout the morning drive. We now have a two-car crash blocking up the left-hand lane across eastbound I-70 right at Pecos. We're now looking at backups heading back towards Federal. Now on the side streets, taking a look at our I-70 ramp heading westbound from Vasquez, we have a crash blocking up the far right lane here involving three cars. So overall, you will find delays across I-70. We had a bad start due to that leftover construction from overnight road work across westbound between Colorado and Brighton. That's no longer a factor, but these new accidents definitely are. The rest of the highway drive is jam-packed this morning. Southbound I-25 is thick between 112th Avenue and the Turnpike. Again, between 58th Avenue heading down towards Spear, you also find a jam dry between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge. In today's forecast, we'll see thunder showers likely later on this afternoon.
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
Rotisserie Chicken, a great selection of fresh salads and all your favorite side dishes. King Soopers, right store, right price.
When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
Looking for the perfect graduation gift? CompUSA's got digital cameras, laptops, cell phones, MP3 players, and all kinds of other digital congratulations. Huge graduation savings are good through this Saturday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk, good morning. High today, 83, mostly sunny skies, going to be a nice day out today. Hey, just want to remind you that next week I'll be giving away gas for your next summer getaway. I'll be calling out names of AM 760 Progressive Club members at 620, 720, 820, and 920. And if I call your name, you'll have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call and claim $100 worth of gas from AM 760. And now, if you're an AM 760 Progressive Club member, you're already registered to win. If you want to become a member, sign up now at am760.net. So make sure that you do that. The largest consumer protection organization in Colorado, including Progress Now, rolled out a red carpet over 3,800 complaints against a proposed $209 million rate increase for Xcel's top executives as they arrived for their annual shareholder meeting yesterday morning in Denver. An example of the 3,800 complaints shows how the proposed rate increase could hurt Colorado's children and families. Here with one of the major participants in this, the executive director and the frequent guest on this program, the executive director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner. And, Michael, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, how'd it go yesterday, and tell us what happened?
Well, we were real pleased. We're on the, we got quite a bit of coverage, both in the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News, and as well as on television. We rolled out a red carpet of complaints to welcome the executives of Xcel Energy, who just happened to be having their annual shareholder meeting here at the DCPA in Denver. But the red carpet that we rolled out actually contained thousands of complaints of Colorado consumers and small businesses who are concerned about the $209 million proposed rate increase that Xcel Energy is asking for.
Now, how is this going to hurt families and children? I mean, the obvious answer is the pocketbook, but what's the ramifications of such a large increase?
Yeah, we understand that it'll be a monthly increase each month beginning in January of 2007 of both the residences and the small businesses. And what they've also added, and this is really a couple of parts of the story, is they've added penalties for late fees, and they've also asked the Public Utilities Commission to increase the return on equity, basically to increase the amount of the percentage that they can make in profits. And what we're really concerned about is that this, and Xcel just admitted a couple weeks ago, is the first and a number of increases in the months and years ahead.
How do they justify this, making such record profits and paying such big salaries?
You know, it is. It's unbelievable. They, some of the money, for sure, of the $209 million is money that they have to cover their costs, and that's understandable. But the late fees, the $10 million-plus bonus that they gave their CEO last year, these are the kind of things that we need people to go to exposexcel.com and hold the elected officials accountable.
Do they give you, when you try to talk to them, when you try to reason with them, when you try to get into a dialogue with them, if they ever get into one with you, number one, I mean, how do they justify this? And then number two, I'd be very, very interested to see how they justify this in front of the Public Utilities Commission.
It'll be real interesting. We're asking everybody to go to exposexcel.com by tomorrow. That's the deadline to file your complaints about Xcel Energy so we can be in the intervention into the public hearings that are coming up this summer. They have not given a decent explanation. Part of it is to pay for a very expensive coal plant down in Pueblo, but they haven't shared exactly how much money of this $209 million rate increase is for that coal plant. What's even worse is for the coal plant, all of us ratepayers, consumers, small businesses, are fronting all of the costs for the coal plant and taking none of the profits. Meanwhile, their shareholders are fronting none of the costs and reaping all the profits, which we find is completely wrong.
Yeah, not only is it wrong, I mean, it's immoral, basically. To put this on the backs of working families and not have them have to, put any money out there and take any of the risk is unbelievable. And they should have to justify this. And I'm with you. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see exactly what they say in front of the Public Utilities Commission. How trustworthy, what's your experience with the Colorado Public Utilities Commission?
To be frank, we have not had a long history with them. This is a issue that came up because people had anywhere from 15 to 40% increases in their electric utility bills over the winter months.
I had a huge one, yeah.
And within weeks of talking about those record increases, at the same time that they also announced that they gave their top CEOs millions of dollars in bonuses, they then, and this literally came within 2 weeks, they then announced a $209 million rate increase, which is the first increase of that size maybe ever and certainly in years. So when that all came together in the past month, we launched exposexcel.com and called on the public to visit that website.
All right. I went there and filed a complaint against them. I wrote in the little comment box, my complaint about my my rate increase versus the amount of salaries they're paying out and the profit that they made. Explain to people what they'll encounter when they go to that site.
Yeah, it's very simple. If they go to exposexcel.com, and once again, I'm urging people to go there by 5 o'clock tomorrow, they can put whatever contact info they want and their information, what their concern is, what their personal experience, what that usually is what's most compelling, how it's affected them personally. We'll take all of those submissions and objections and complaints and put them together and get them to the Public Utilities Commission before the 5 o'clock deadline tomorrow. And then as the public hearings begin, they begin with a pre-hearing conference May 23rd, but the hearings will take place in August, September, around Labor Day. We will make sure to update everybody on that list, whether they want to attend the hearing, if they want to write a letter, and we'll continue to keep people updated. So we're really urging people to go to exposeexcel.com so we can get their complaints in front of the Public Utilities Commission and keep them apprised of what's going on.
Where are those hearings? Are those hearings around the state, or are they here in Denver? Sometimes, because I've lived in some states where they've had the PU meetings. They have the hearings around the state, and then sometimes they'll only have them like in the state capitol. How does that work? Do you know?
Yeah, I think they haven't yet determined that. They certainly will have hearings at the main office there at 15th and Logan, and we're going to urge them to get out and around the state, which my understanding is they have done that, and we've got so many customers out from the rural areas, from the western slope, that are concerned about how it's going to affect them, that we hope they get outside of Denver to do this.
Yeah, you know what? I hope they do, too. And once again, plug the website again.
Sure. It's exposeexcel.com, and we need people to go there by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, and you can file your complaints against Excel, and then you'll also be included on a mailing list, which will update you about the activities of what's going on with this and when the hearings begin, and we'll give you a choice of whether you want to go to the hearings in person, it'll give you the location, or it'll give you a chance to write in and submit a written complaint, which you guys will take to the public hearings, correct?
That's right. They don't have to do anything. Just visit the website, get their complaint, how it affected them personally, and we'll take all of those on exposeexcel.com, and we'll get them delivered through the proper channel at the Public Utilities Commission.
All right, Michael, thanks as always for being available. I really appreciate it and appreciate the work that Progress Now Action does. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. There's Michael Huttner, and he's with ProgressActionNow.org. Go to ExposeExcel. And you know what? Last time I gave this out, we had numerous trouble with people being able to understand the spelling on this. So write this down. It's www.exposexcel.com. Go there and sign up before 5 o'clock tomorrow and get involved in this. I already did it, and you should too. Let me give it to you again because it's important. www.exposexcel.com. 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next, something I don't know whether you would call it political or social, but I'm gonna endeavor to dive into this topic and ask.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools
skills you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admissions requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Berry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at RE/MAX.com. Now RE/MAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. RE/MAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Top three reasons I'm painting this weekend? Number three, I think Glacier Lake better represents my cool, collected side than beige. Number two, I can start painting this weekend and finish this weekend. And number one, it's one facelift that won't cost me a fortune.
Now through May 22nd at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Glidden Evermore paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. By manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
High today. It's going to be nice. Sunny and 83. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I don't know if this falls into the political or social or where this does, but these stories show up on the wires at least once every 3 or 4 months. There was a story on the wire here not too long ago that I believe it was either South Carolina or North Carolina, but I believe it was South Carolina, was that they're in some town or some area in South Carolina, or maybe it was the entire state, that they were going to move to ban sex toys. Now, it seems to me that whether you're liberal or progressive, whether you are conservative, unless you're a member of the wingnut religious right, would you agree that most of us do not want the government in our bedrooms? I mean, do most of us agree with that? I mean, even the conservative listeners that we have, the few that we have that listen to this station, who maybe come over here to see what we're up to. I mean, do you think that that's one topic that all of us could get united around? That we don't want the government in our bedroom. We don't want the state government. We don't want the federal government. And we certainly don't want the local government in our bedroom. Well, there's this town in Missouri called Blackjack. And this comes from a CBS News story. The city council in Blackjack, Missouri, has rejected a measure allowing unmarried couples with multiple children to live together. The mayor said that those who fall into that category could soon face eviction. Olivia Sheltrack and Fondre Loving were denied an occupancy permit after moving into a home in the St. Louis suburb because they have 3 children and are not married. The town's Planning and Zoning Commission proposed a change in the law, but the measure was rejected Tuesday by the city council in a 5-3 vote. I'm just shocked, Sheltrack said. I really thought this would be over and we could get on with our lives. Mayor Norman McCourt said starting Wednesday, the city will begin trying to evict groups who do not fit into Blackjack's definition of a family. He told this to KMOV-TV in St. Louis. The current ordinance prohibits more than 3 people from living together unless they are related by blood marriage or adoption. The defeated measure would have changed the definition of a family to include unmarried couples with two or more children. McCourt declined to be interviewed, but he said in a statement that those who do not meet the town's definition of family could soon face eviction. In the statement, McCourt said, "The city provides information about its occupancy permit requirements to anyone who requests it. As mayor, I am required by state law to uphold the laws of the city of Blackjack." Blackjack Special Counsel Sheldon Stock declined to say whether the city will seek to remove Loving and Sheltrack from their home. Okay, example one. I gave you right here. The sex toys example is another example I gave you. Now let me give you a third one. I saw Senator Bill Frist last night on television being interviewed. And, of course, this had to do with gay rights. And he was giving this long diatribe about, well, you know, the act of marriage, the institution of marriage in this country is under attack, which is absolute BS. Who's attacking the institution of marriage in this country? Why are we so hung up about sex in this country? Does anybody have an answer as to why we are? And I'm not saying that, you know, once again, I'm not trying to make a case for, you know, moral relativity and... But there's got to be some degree of privacy. There's got to be some degree of consent among adults. We're not talking about children. And why is it that there are people who believe that they can so firmly, or that they so firmly desire to run other people's lives, particularly around either their sexual orientation or their idea of what a family is? And, of course, you know, you can take it to an extreme, which the right wing always does. I mean, the wing nuts always do this. Well, what about polygamy? What about, men living with dogs? I mean, that's a Rick Santorum deal. I mean, what about all of that? I'm not talking about any of those things. I'm not talking about extremes. I'm talking about the fact that if a man and a woman want to live together, and they have a child between them, and they're not married, what business is it of the town of Blackjacks? And we've been over this. If a man and a man want to live together, or a woman and a woman want to live together, what business is it of the United States government, or the federal government? Saying the same thing here. I mean the state government, or the local government. And this whole idea that the institution of marriage is under attack, and this whole wedge that's used, of course, and with, you know, the whole resurfacing of the idea of Amendment 2, and this whole idea about, well, we can't let gays and lesbians marry because, obviously, you know, the institution of marriage is under serious attack. Who's attacking the institution of marriage? I don't hear anybody attacking it. First of all, I don't hear anybody criticizing it. And I've said it before on this program like a gazillion times. You know what? I'll tell you who's attacking the institution of marriage. People who are getting divorced. Paul McCartney and Heather Mills are attacking the institution of marriage. They're getting a divorce. That's an attack. But when it comes to the subject of sex, we have something about it. What is it about us that we're this way? Anybody got any ideas? Why we're this way? Why a state legislator would care? Now, you could say on one hand, well, the reason that they care is because politically it works. Or politically in the past, it has worked. Politically in the past, it's gotten over with the voters. The voters have gotten motivated by that. But why are they motivated by it? Why are the voters motivated by it? Let me contrast that with what we talked about last hour, which was the deficit. I saw in a recent poll, and I wish I had the poll in front of me, and it either could be the CNN Gallup poll, or it could be the Washington Post ABC News poll, or it could have been the New York Times CBS poll, that when you talk about the deficit, the amount of money that this country owes, do you know how many people answered that they were concerned about it as compared to other issues? 3%. 3% were concerned about it. So if we had a debate, let's say in a statewide election here, what do you think people would be more drawn to talk about? Sexual legislation or a budget deficit? they'd be drawn to sexual legislation. Wouldn't they? Now, is it the idea, as one caller said last hour, that, you know what, we owe so much money in this country, that this country owes so much money, that we can't get our hands around it, that we can't visualize having it, that we don't know how much that really is, that to us that's just a figure that's just given out to, you know, it's given out on a regular basis, and we see the figure, and we know it's out there. But we're not hooked into this. But man, when it comes to sex, and any kind of sex, in any situation, any subject about sex, we're definitely hooked into that. Yeah, I can definitely go to the polls, and I can definitely get votes by attacking gay people. I definitely can do that. I can definitely get votes at the polls by attacking unwed couples with kids. I can definitely do that. I can definitely go to the polls, and I can definitely get votes talking about abortions, even though the fact is that we don't have that many abortions in this country, and that abortions were dramatically down under the Clinton years. I mean, all of those things. But if I want to talk to you about the deficit and the amount of money we owe and the fact that the government spends money like there's no tomorrow, I'm not going to get one phone call. Answer me why that is. Answer me why it is that we are so honed in on sex. We love it in the media. We love it in magazines. I mean, we love every part about it. And yet we have this streak about it. We have this streak that compels us to get involved and to pass these repressive laws and to make these bizarre claims that the institution of marriage is under attack. Everything is under attack, and the institution of marriage is under attack. And boy, I'll tell you what, these gays and lesbians are leading the parade. And it just goes on and on and on about this. All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. Want to take your best shot guess at this? 303-713-7600. Three lines open, and I'd love to hear from you on this, why it is that we're so hung up on this. 731, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Amelia, why do you think we're so hung up on it?
I think we're intrigued by what we don't understand.
You think it's what it is?
I think so.
I mean, do you think there's an attack against the institution of marriage in this country?
No.
What kind of attack is there going on? I mean, what, are there people in the trenches trying to destroy it? I don't understand how, you know, gays and lesbians getting married. How's that an attack on marriage? Or the idea that, like in Blackjack, Missouri, that an unwed couple that's got three kids, that they want to live together, that, you know, like how's that ruining society?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. I agree with your earlier point about divorce being the only tangible attack on divorce or on marriage. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Now, why don't we have an anti-divorce amendment in the November election?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Well, why not?
My parents would still be together, and that wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah, but you'd stop the attack on marriage at least.
But see, I don't mind that there's an attack on marriage. It's just another institution. There's nothing sacred about it anymore with the divorce rates as high as they are.
But boy, you know what, though? There are people out there who think that it is sacred.
Yeah, in Blackjack, Missouri.
And that they got to get into your bedroom. All right. We'll take phone calls. We'll talk about it. 7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Progressive traffic now with the one and only Amelia Earhart.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Got a couple of new problems in this morning's commute. Got a crash along eastbound I-70 at Pecos Street. Two cars blocking up that left-hand lane. Even still, we are backed up all the way to Sheridan. Taking a look at C-470. Got a crash westbound just before the Morrison Road exit with big backups in the area. Two cars on the right-hand shoulder. Luckily, all lanes of the highway are open. We just have a lot of curiosity on the approach to this wreck. Now, in the Aurora commute, northbounders across I-225 are dealing with slowdowns right at Mississippi because of a crash on the right-hand shoulder here as well. two cars involved, but unfortunately it is highly visible from your drive, so do expect slowdowns as you leave the Denver Tech Center. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of about 84 degrees.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Sell so we can do research online faster, react quicker.
Dump those dogs before they crash, huh, Beth?
I beg your pardon. We focus on secure investments here.
Sorry.
Which reminds me, Comcast includes McAfee Security. Free.
Like North to Charge?
That's right.
Well, that's not inside information or anything, is it? Because, I mean, I'm not going to Club Fed.
Not unless this is being recorded. It's not. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Comcast Workplace. Speed, security, and know-how to help your small business.
Ever been to prison?
Well, just visiting Mom.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Top three reasons I'm painting this weekend? Number three, I think Glacier Lake better represents my cool, collected side than beige. Number two, I can start painting this weekend and finish this weekend. And number one, it's one facelift that won't cost me a fortune.
Now through May 22nd at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Gritton Evermore paint. The Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. By manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
You're invited to a Weld County Democrats community celebration Saturday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley. Jerry Greenfield of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream will be speaking about business, values, and ice cream. For tickets, call 1-800-315-2787. CStars.com.
Bacon, eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Small little men dressed in trench coats and pull-down hats, crawling around in your bushes, looking in your bedroom window. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin along with you here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 83 under mostly sunny skies. And we're talking about this country's whole attitude towards sex and the idea of keeping the government out of our bedrooms. But yet, man, you know what? Politically, sex plays every time. It plays every time politically. People would rather have a debate about two men getting together, you know, or two women getting together destroying marriage than having a debate on how much money we owe and what the national deficit is. Let's go to Jay in Denver. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I've been thinking about this particular topic for several years, and one of the things that I noticed is that when you build a good foundation, that leads to where the rest of the house goes. Well, we built a foundation with Puritans, and that helped build what we got. We also had logical thinkers that tried to keep the church and state separate. And this is more of a religious issue than it is any other kind. And then we hit the Victorian era, and that brought forth even more this issue about sex. And so we got caught up into that process. We never left it. We're still in it. But we're trying to break it free. And like that thing that's going on up there in whatever the name of that city you were talking about.
Blackjack, Missouri?
Yeah, Blackjack, Missouri. The biggest problem is that's a religious issue. This guy is trying to push forth what he believes in his religion is the right thing. And the community is going after what the law was, but they're not going after the fact that this is violating their First Amendment rights, the separation of church and state. I have a right to practice my religion any way I choose. And if my choice is that we don't get married because we might not agree that marriage is the proper thing. So that's the biggest issue. It's just about church. The things about gays, about the religion, the things about sex.
But you know something? In some ways, though, you don't have the right to practice your religion any way you want to because polygamy is not legal in the United States.
But people do it anyway. Even though
if they do it at the peril of getting caught by the law.
Well, they used to get away with it for a long, long time, but they're starting to face the consequences of their actions. As much as I don't like the idea, there are people out there practicing their type of marriage, their type of religion, irregardless of the law. What we try to do is create a civil society, and we've often found ways to just make it easier for everybody. But right now, we're working in the opposite direction. We're working to make it harder for people.
Yeah, more restrictive. There are elements in the society that are trying to make it more restrictive, and most of them are the wingnuts over on the side of the GOP.
Right, and like the attack on the gays. I mean, the religious right saying that the gays are trying to, they have this agenda. We don't talk about the Christian agenda that's trying to destroy people to fit within their moral ideals.
But that's not all of Christianity. That's only a little segment.
Right, and that's a fundamentalist.
And those are the ones that are propagating this lie about how there's an attack on marriage when there's no attack on the institution of marriage. I mean, come on.
Well, I think you said it. It was marriage itself is attacking itself. It's starting to eat itself.
Well, divorce attacks. Divorce kills marriage. All right, Jay. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, take care. One line open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Justin in Denver. Justin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, Jay?
Good. How about you?
Great. You know, it is. It's a issue of conservatism. It's an issue of religion. But, you know, I come from Colorado Springs, and I was raised in a, I'd say, conservative community. And, you know, you feel that pressure to conform. And, you know, I think that people develop their decisions and their beliefs on sexuality through both the media and their education. You know, I'm a child of the public education system, and when I was growing up in middle school and high school, sexual education was a joke. It was so out of touch with what reality is, the reality of what a teenager and young adult goes through. And, you know, they would preach abstinence in these schools. They would teach, you know, just in a very scientific way, and it just wouldn't touch on the concerns, you know. And then when these other people get their, you know, education about homosexuals from either the media or the church pastor or something along those lines, obviously they're going to be a little off of what the reality of the situation is, you know. The media will marginalize and generalize on what homosexuals are, and, you know, the church is going to follow its traditional doctrines and what's written in that great book and of theirs, and it's going to say otherwise, you know, tradition, foundation, and family, and, you know, a lot of that is you know, just what they preach against and preach for, and it gets awash in the dialogue, and you have just a lot of different sources that people are getting their information from.
Well, you know, if you've got three people living on a block, if you've got three people living on a street, you got three people living on Monaco, one house has got a gay couple in it. The other house has got a very conservative Catholic couple in it, and the third house has got evangelical Christians in it. And let's add a fourth house and a fifth house, so we'll make it Jews and then Muslims. Why can't they all live together on the same block, practice their religion, and be able to have some community standard of right and wrong without going so far as to, you know, as to start attacking each other and to start to, you know, to start, you know, like versus taking the gay household and singling them out and trying to use the law as a legal way to persecute them. Or going after the Islamic household, you're trying to use the law to persecute them because they have some, you know, because they believe in the stereotype that anybody who's Islamic is a terrorist. I mean, we get into all of this kind of stuff, and it's like we can't stay off of each other.
That's right. Why can't we get along? I mean, it seems that the point of this country is to get along in a great way and accept those diversity that makes us strong. And it comes to a point where we had so many strides in the 1960s and the 1970s in civil rights that, you know, when you have these things holding us back, like these dogmatism that just surrounds the issue of homosexuals and surrounds the issue of marriages with, or, you know, people living together without being married, it's just almost like we're taking a step back instead of a step forward, back to, you know, generalizations and fear of each other rather than acceptance.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're absolutely right. Justin, thank you, man. Great call. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Appreciate it. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, you know what? It's not only the way I live my life. It's like you got to live your life the way I live my life. No, live your life the way you want to live your life, as long as you don't hurt or destroy anybody and as long as you don't hurt the community. And you know what? The institution of marriage is not under attack. I mean, it's as phony as the idea that the institution of Christmas is under attack or Easter or anything else. It's not under attack, you know, or saying that I mean, it's just mind-blowing to me. I mean, when it comes to the subject of sex, man, people just get really, really, really blown way out of proportion here. 7:44, it's 16 minutes in front of, 14 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here. AM 760, more of your calls coming up, 303-713-70.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
At Hampton, one car is currently blocking up that center lane, and we also have two cars pulled off to the left-hand shoulder. So as you leave the tech center, do watch out for delays. A much better option will be to use Hampton over to I-25 and get on the highway at this point heading northbound. Across eastbound I-70, watch for a crash at Pecos, and along C-470, westbounders are still dealing with a two-car crash on the right-hand shoulder just before the Morrison exit. Northbound I-225 also looking at slowdowns because of a two-car crash on the left-hand shoulder at Mississippi. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 85 degrees with a chance for showers later on in the afternoon. Currently, we're at 58 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Randy Rhodes.
We still aren't sure that we have the right to have our votes counted. We're still not sure that when we go to vote, they'll be tabulated by something other than a private company's black box. And people are just going, I want to give up more civil liberties. I don't care if anybody listens in on my telephone conversations, Randy, because quite frankly, I get my porn online. I'm not a 976 guy.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Everybody hates wasting money, right? Hi, this is Dave Logan. The Regency Bristol Triple Pane Window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guaranteed. I put the Regency Bristol windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol Windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
746. It's, no, actually, I'm lied. It's 7:47. 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Well, the clock was just changing there, Turk. So now it's 13 in front instead of 14. Okay. High today, 83, mostly sunny. You know what? What do you got going on this Saturday? Well, go buy Rockies, not only for their matching down incentive sale that's going on right now, with a fabulous selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and just anything you're looking for in Colorado, including sports cars. They have the original Vets, whatever it is you're looking for. But also, get a chance to dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell this Saturday from 11 until 3 at Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. Stop by Rocky's Autos this Saturday for the matching down sale and get three free shots to dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell. It's your chance to get back at him for all the stupid TV commercials that they've done. And Officer Odell will pay the price for the police and all those speeding tickets. And, man, I've said this all week. Being in a dunk tank is like really, thank goodness it's them and not me. And I think the original idea was to have me and Bunny Gunny Bob do it. And thank God I think they were thinking about putting him in the dunk tank instead of me. So stop by and see Officer Odell and the Shag Man and Dunkum this Saturday, 11 till 3, at Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal, where you'll find just about any make and model of anything you're looking for. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Plus, check them out online at rockiesautos.com. You can do that from the comfort of your home or your office. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But go by and buy this Saturday. There'll be food, music, and a chance to dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell this Saturday from 11 until 3. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal. Good luck to those two guys.
Top three reasons I'm painting this weekend? Number three, I think Glacier Lake better represents my cool, collected side than beige. Number two, I can start painting this weekend and finish this weekend. And number one, it's one facelift that won't cost me a fortune.
Now through May 22nd at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Glidden Evermore paint. The Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. By manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
Tonight, two huge finales on NBC. First, after 8 years, we say goodbye to Will and Grace. With returning stars and big surprises until the end.
Hello, Grace.
Leo.
Then, on the ER season finale.
Something's wrong.
The hospital comes under fire and a life is taken hostage. The ER season finale. Right after Will and Grace says goodbye forever. Tonight on NBC.
The following is a message to Metro Denver employers from the superheroes at Rider Rangers.
Do your employees arrive at work cursing the commute and grumbling over gas prices? Sounds like a job for the Rider Rangers. Our transportation experts will help your employees find carpool partners so they can share the ride and the cost of driving. And if your employees commute on North I-25, here's another great incentive. Carpools can drive in the new toll express lane opening in June without paying a toll. Your employees can bypass traffic jams and get to work faster with less stress. Sure, we wear spandex suits rather than Brooks Brothers suits, but unlike other consultants, our services are free. Contact the Rider Rangers for information on carpools, vanpools, telework, and other programs that can boost morale and your bottom line. Call 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Or visit us online at drcog.org.
The Rider Rangers are brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Good morning. High today, 83, mostly sunny skies. And we're talking about sex and this country's view towards it and, you know, this whole idea that the institution of marriage is under attack. And let's jump back on the phones. We go to Daria in Denver. Daria, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to talk about hypocrites. These conservatives are so hypocritical. You know, they always talk about protecting children and children should be living with their mother and their father. And you know, here you have in Missouri these three children living with both their mother and their father, and they don't want them to live together.
No.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You know, how can a family raise three children by supporting two households?
Well, you know, do you have to be married in order to have a family?
No, you know, and that's one of their arguments against gay people raising children is a child needs a mother and a father. Well, here these people have a mother and a father. Oh, that's not enough. They have to be married. Well, is a civil marriage enough, or do they have to be married by the church now? You know, they're just hypocrites. You know, they don't care about the children of unmarried parents. They don't care about the children of gay parents. They just care about furthering their agenda.
Yeah, they twist things to fit what they need.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. A
reason I think that sex is such a big issue is because conservatives are told it's an issue, and then we're made to defend people.
Is it because conservatives are told that it's, and the people who are extremely religious, is it because they're told that it's dirty? And that it's wrong, and that it's only that it's wrong.
Unless it's to create
children.
Oh yeah, it's so wrong. They don't understand that it's biological. They feel that it's something God gave us, but to only procreate.
Mm.
And only in the institution of marriage. That's what I think, you know.
Yeah.
And we're made to defend people like this family in Missouri, or gays and lesbians, or, you know, whatever. We're made to defend it, you know. We're not the ones bringing it up. They are.
Yeah, I've run across people that are like that. That the only reason that you would have sex with another human being is to create a child, and for no other reason, and that it wouldn't be something that you would, you know, it wouldn't be something that you would, in, you know, engage in a, you know, as an act of pleasure or a demonstration of love or anything else. Daria, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Okay, let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going, Jay?
Hi, Robert.
Hey, I think this relates to it a little bit. The FDA is looking at a new cancer vaccine that can stop genital herpes and cervical cancers. I was reading this in ABC News today,
mm-hmm.
and the Merck company is seeking an FDA approval for its Cardassil, something like that, vaccine against four types of human papilloma virus.
Right.
And doctors are calling the vaccine a monumental advance. And let me see. And Hillary Clinton says that the scientific evidence is so overwhelming about the good that this could do for women. It's being, you know, that this is being taken serious by the FDA and stuff. And the deal is, should 100% of the people be getting this because it can stop herpes, you know? This vaccine can cure it. And then focus from the family, this disease that's sexually transmitted, the vaccine should be a choice to get instead of, you know, everybody getting it.
So what are you saying? The focus on the family wants exposure to the vaccine to be limited?
Yes, because, you know, it's a sexually transmitted diseases that cause these diseases, you know, and they don't want to.
I wonder if they believe in their hearts that sexually transmitted diseases are a punishment from God.
Of course.
No, I'm serious.
I am too. I mean, you know, how many women do you think get cervical cancer from, you know, herpes and stuff? You know, it's real, you know, and it can be stopped by a vaccine now. They say it's 100% cure rate, and you know, in genital herpes, and they wanted a choice. If people go get the vaccine, and you know, I think it'd be public policy that everybody should get it. You know,
well, it should be available to those who absolutely need it. I agree, Robert. Thank you, man.
Yes.
Appreciate the call. Thanks sure. so much. Let's go to Lydia in Littleton. Lydia, you're on AM 760. Good morning,
Jay.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi, can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, great. I've never called in before, but I'm just. I just want to say that these right-wing Republicans that are so concerned about our social life and what we do in our private life, before anything else, before Medicare, before homeless issues, before our outsourcing of jobs overseas, 96% of our clothing comes from overseas instead of being made here. So our inflation is out of control a little bit now, and we actually have our dollar slipping as far as its value compared to the euro and the yen. And these Republicans are like just grasping at anything to try to sway people with these issues that have nothing to do with them. They're not the judge. If they preach to God and believe in God, God is the final judge. It's not up to them to make the call and make issue out of things that have nothing to do with them. God will be the ultimate judge if these are wrongdoings. And I'm just so fed up with these people getting so involved in my private life that it's just frustrating.
It is frustrating. Let me ask you something before we run out of time here very quickly. Do you think these issues will work again at the polls in November and also again in 08? Or do you think people in this country have become wise to this and are not going to buy it and that there are other bigger overwhelming concerns?
I think this is not an issue anymore, and I think they're just burning their wheels, burning their rubber, just spinning their wheels, trying at anything to catch something to go forward. But actually, I think American people are catching on, and I think that this is a change. I think we are going to have a change in 08. I truly believe it.
Yeah, I do too. Lydia, thank you so much. Great call, and I hope you'll call again.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. First-time caller. Don't let it be the last time. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to a Democratic strategist, David Pollack, about exactly what it is these poll numbers mean for those of us in November. And we'll talk about that coming up after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
Your free Sunsetter DVD. Enjoy the outdoors.
Again, that's $200 off by calling right now.
Call now to get your free DVD on the Sunsetter retractable awning. Just pick up the phone and call 1-800-500-1868. That's 1-800-500-1868. 1-800-500-1868.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on Capitol Hill, where the president's new choice to head the CIA is being questioned about domestic spying. Air Force General Michael Hayden used to run the NSA and was there when programs began to listen to Americans' overseas phone calls without warrants and gather domestic phone records. Many senators at this confirmation hearing want to know more about that, but Republican Chairman Pat Roberts began by denouncing all who question a program he says is legal and necessary.
Unfortunately, I have found that ignorance is no impediment for some critics.
Hayden, in his opening statement to the committee, is complaining that intelligence gathering has become, quote, a political football. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now, with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
Word from Baghdad a short time ago, 4 American soldiers and their Iraqi interpreter have been killed by a roadside bomb outside the Capitol. Breaking news from Fort Lauderdale, the teenager convicted in the horseplay death of a little girl a few years ago is going to prison for a long time. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Lionel Tate was the youngest person to get a life sentence for killing a young playmate while they were wrestling. She was 6, he was 12, but the conviction was thrown out. He spent 3 years in jail after a plea agreement. Now 19, he's been convicted, and moments ago sentenced to 30 years in prison after violating probation using a gun to rob a pizza delivery man about a year ago, Frank.
Air Force One is taking President Bush to the place that's been called Ground Zero in the struggle over illegal immigration, Yuma, Arizona. CBS's Bill Plant is there.
There's been a dramatic increase in illegal border crossing here in the Yuma area, so the president is coming here later today to show that he wants an immigration bill with security as well as with worker permits.
Some Republicans have broken ranks with the president over a guest worker program, but Arizona's John McCain thinks it's the only solution.
We are trying to find the best option for an untenable situation bred by 40 or 50 years of failed government policies.
Could a farm near Detroit be Jimmy Hoffa's burial ground? No one knows, but the FBI is on the scene.
Mark Waddell lives 100 yards from the horse farm where the feds are digging around, where rumors of Hoffa's resting place have existed for years.
The original owner of this horse farm was always suspected with the Teamsters. Everybody thought he was shady.
But Waddell doubts they'll find Hoffa next door.
It's just another story. If anyone really knew where he was, he would have been found a while ago.
Ron Dewey, CBS News, Detroit.
Gasoline prices, plane tickets, hotel rooms, they all cost more than they did a year ago, but AAA says that's not going to stop Americans from traveling over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. AAA estimates that 37 million people will hit the road. That's up slightly from last year. Wall Street's trying to rebound from yesterday's inflation jitters sell-off in early trading. The Dow Industrial Average is ahead more than 18 points. The NASDAQ Composite is about 15.5 points higher. This is CBS News.
You see a squirrel in the road. Your car stops. It gets dark. Your car lights the way. You order a coffee. Your car holds your cup. Your car takes care of you. So how do you take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care from die-hard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. And right now, we're having our biggest Goodyear tire sale ever. So bring your car to the experts at Sears Auto Centers. Your car would do the same for you. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 5/27/06.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A teenage girl was kidnapped while taking a walk to a Highlands Ranch supermarket. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the 15-year-old was on Wildcat Reserve Parkway last night when she was grabbed by a Hispanic man. She told investigators the suspect forced her into a car driven by another man and was told not to speak. After 2 or 3 hours, the girl did manage to get out of the back door and run away. Police are looking for a gray or white older model sedan with purple tinted windows. Some scary moments for people on the United Airlines flight from Portland to Denver yesterday. Michael Desmond reports.
A warning light comes on during flight 364, indicating a problem with the emergency slide of the 189 people on board. Bert Burney of Portland.
Just that one announcement that they had at the beginning of the... when we were going so slowly that something was covering the wing.
Bernie says he heard a lot of banging but wasn't sure what was going on. How did passengers react when they touched down safely?
The clapping. Not a whole lot of clapping. I don't think that anybody really wanted to appreciate the potential severity of the problem.
Michael Desmond, Portland.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We still have a crash across northbound the I-25 just on that approach to Hampton. Three cars involved here. One car is currently blocking up that center lane of traffic, and we now have two cars on the left-hand shoulder. We are backed up clear past Arapahoe Road. Northbound I-225 is now checking clear after an earlier crash at Mississippi. And along our C-470 commute, we are looking at a clear drive at the Morrison exit after an earlier crash in the westbound lanes of traffic. The rest of our highway drive is still heavy and slow, especially across eastbound I-270 between I-25 and Vasquez. Southbound I-25 itself is jamming up heavily now between 120th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike. In today's forecast, we'll see a high up around 84 degrees with a chance for showers later on in the day. Currently, we're at 61 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
University of Colorado Hospital's Minimally Invasive Surgery Center providing the highest quality care resulting in less pain, scarring, and recovery time. Getting you back to what you love sooner. Call 1-888-611-0034 or visit uch.edu/MIS.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do. Yeah.
Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, high today 83, mostly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you, and we're going to talk to Democratic strategist David Pollack. He is president of the Democratic Leadership for the 21st Century. That's the DL21C, an independent organization focusing on politics and public policy. He's a regular commentator on MSNBC, RNN, and Fox News Channel, as well as CNN. And, David, it's good to have you on the program, and good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Well, you know, the Washington Post poll that was out yesterday, the Washington Post ABC poll, shows overwhelmingly devastating bad news for Republicans. How bad of news is this?
I think it's stunning. I think when you think about it in a historical context, you'd be hard-pressed to find any people who have been in government to be this unpopular with the American people.
Is the midterm November election shaping up to be a rerun of 1994, or is it going to be worse?
Well, it could be worse. You know, it remains to be seen. What we know is that the Republicans are very unpopular. People are looking at the Democrats for an answer. The Democrats are out there talking about issues. How that reflects itself at the polls, I think if the election were held today, obviously the Republicans would get wiped out. We all know that. The question is, what happens in November? And I think that's the $10,000 question, as they say.
Yeah, because November is still 6 months away and a lot can change, right?
Absolutely. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Foreign policy, domestic policy. I mean, we've seen them pull stunts before. We've got to see what they do now.
But do you think that they can pull anything or come up with anything that would be able to boost their ratings when they're this low?
You know, it doesn't seem like they could. This is the American people are giving a giant thumbs down to the Republican Party. The amazing thing is Republicans are giving a giant thumbs down to the Republican Party. What's not surprising is that Democrats don't like Republicans. What's not even that surprising is that independents aren't supporting the Bush administration, Republicans in Congress. What's amazing about these numbers when you get inside them is that Republicans in America aren't supporting what the Republicans are doing.
I mean, do you reach a point either the president or the Congress, do you reach a point where you're so low, where you're so dead in the water that virtually nothing that could go on could revive you? That's question number one. And number two, has George W. Bush reached the point now where no matter what he says, immigration, foreign policy, domestic policy, whatever speeches he gives, he's going to give one today, apparently, or make a visit today, or a PR photo visit in Arizona. He gave a speech the other night on immigration, which wasn't a bad speech, but has he reached the point now where no one believes him? He's got no credibility, so therefore, no matter what he does, it just can't help his numbers.
I think that's true. There's certainly that there's no speech he can give that will turn this around. Is there something that we can't anticipate that could happen in politics other than a speech that could change this? Perhaps. Again, expect the unexpected in politics. Could something happen internationally or domestically that we just can't anticipate that could change it around? Maybe. But no speech is going to change this dynamic. There's nothing he can say.
What about a major foreign policy crisis? Suppose we got into it with Iran.
Sure. Could you see some sort of military engagement? You know, could you find Osama bin Laden? Could there be a terrorist attack, God forbid, in this country? Could that cause the Americans to rally around the flag with George Bush? You could see that happen. The question is, how will that translate to the elections as it relates to Congress? Because remember, George Bush himself isn't up for re-election in November. What we really need to see is what the typical voter in the United States is going to do in a congressional district where they have an incumbent Republican. Are they going to say that we don't like George Bush so much, that we so oppose the Republicans in Congress, that I'm actually going to vote against my guy who I've been voting for in the last two or three election cycles and bring in a Democrat? That's the real $10,000 question.
8:11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Democratic strategist David Pollack with us, and we're talking about these poll numbers. Actually, all of them. Pick one. The one I have in front of me right now is the Washington Post ABC News poll, but there's also the CNN Gallup poll. There's also the New York Times CBS poll. They all show bad news for the Republican Party. If I took you and I said, okay, David, you know what? I'm going to make you a Republican, and now I'm going to tell you, that you should go out and advise Republican congressional candidates, or actually, in this case, Republican incumbents. What would you tell them?
They got to run from the president, and you see it happening. You see it happening on the immigration issue. You see it happening on spending. You see it happening on the deficit. On a whole range of issues, you see Republicans running from George Bush. They can't campaign with the guy. They can't bring him into the district. They need to have their own independent voice to basically say to their voters, hey, I know you hate those guys. I hate them too. But vote for me, your local Republican. I'm okay. I'm not like them. That's what they got to do. You think it's going to work?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know because I can't, because there's always this wisdom, you know, there's or myth or conventional wisdom or I don't know whatever term you want to use that, well, I hate Congress, but I love my own incumbent.
Right.
I mean, is that, you know, do you think that's going to hold up?
You know, it's holding up now to a certain extent. If you look at some of the polls, the polls say that Republicans are terribly unpopular in Congress, right? But if you poll Republican incumbents in their own districts, they actually aren't as unpopular. But if you look at what happened in 1994, absolutely, the extent of this unpopularity nationally, it can depress Republican voter turnout. It can motivate Democrats. It can do a lot of things that can create surprising political outcomes that aren't reflected in the polls and aren't reflected in the conventional wisdom which you just stated.
You think the religious right is being truthful when they say that, you know what, they're upset with the White House.
They're upset with the fact that the things that they asked for, including a gay marriage amendment, were not delivered, and that if they don't change their ways, they're going to stay home in November. Do you think that'll actually happen?
Yes.
Because, boy, you know, because if it does, that's a huge gift for us.
Yes, I do. But we, the Democrats, need to keep doing what they're doing now, which is getting really aggressive. Because Democrats won't win just by sitting and hoping that Republicans are going to stay home. We need to do the opposite, which is to motivate our base. And you see that happening now in Congress with a lot of issues the Democrats are focusing on. They found their voice opposing the president on immigration and a number of issues. And I think that's the key to the Democrats. Just the religious right staying home isn't going to be enough in and of itself.
So we've got to motivate our ground forces, and we've got to make sure we get out there and go to the polls and make sure we vote.
Go vote, everybody who's listening.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. We've got to storm the polls and make our feelings heard. Let me ask you something about 08. Hillary Clinton, you think she's electable, or do you think she's too polarizing?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Republicans stay up late at night wondering who their candidate is going to be, right? I think no matter who their candidate is, they're going to sell this kind of notion of, you know, the same stuff that they've been trying to sell, which is smaller government, lower taxes, traditional values, a strong military. The administration now has sort of exposed this to be untrue, but they're going to be out there fighting for that stuff. Democrats need to stop worrying about who our candidate is going to be and arguing about who's electable and who's not electable and get out there with our voice on issues like jobs, education, health care, the environment, and then whoever our nominee is will be able to take it to the Republicans.
So why do we do that? And you know what? I plead guilty. I do it. Because I love the game of speculation. Why do I engage in it? Why do I do that? Why do we all do it?
I think in many ways we're looking for the next Bill Clinton, but that's not the winning strategy for us. The winning strategy for us is to tab the type of party where any flag bearer, anyone who's out there wearing the Democratic mantle in 2008, is going to get the votes of the American people because of what they stand for and what the party stands for, not who they are.
Boy, you know, but there's some diehard people out there, dude. I will, I won't, I won't, I won't. And, you know, you try to put that message forward, because I've tried to put that message forward, that in the primary, I mean, you go through the primary situation. You know, you pick the person you like, and you go through that whole thing. But whoever becomes a standard bearer, whoever becomes, the person who gets the nomination, I mean, that's the person you vote for, that's the person you back, but that doesn't seem to hold on the progressive side very much.
Oh, sure it does. I mean, if you really look back at the numbers in the last presidential election, I mean, John Kerry got 48% of the vote. That's a huge amount for a challenger running against an incumbent, especially in wartime. What that tells you is all these people, the people who supported Howard Dean, the people who supported John Edwards, eventually came home, rallied around the flag, and supported John Kerry. And I think the Democratic Party is in the place right now where you'll see that happen again in 2008. Everyone will have their preferred candidate in the primary, but when we come out, Democrats, especially after this administration, after Bush, are going to say, whoever it is, we need to get a Democrat back in there.
Well, you know, if I was going to put any caveat in it, I was going to put this administration, because obviously I think all of us would agree, regardless of who we prefer, who we think should be the next nominee, who we think or what we think is going to happen in November, I think we would all agree that, number one, our backs are against the wall, and number two, this is the worst administration of our lifetimes.
I think you're seeing a strange thing in American politics. You're seeing Democrats actually unified on that. And I think that the fact that we are unified on that is really going to be a very, very strong factor heading not only into this election in 2006, but also into 2008.
Well, good Lord, what do we do if we don't win in the midterms?
Well, you need to do what the Republicans do, and that is focus on a long-term effort to take back our government.
Yeah,
it may not happen this year, but if, let's say we pick up 8 or 10 seats this time, and we pick up 8 or 10 seats the next time. Now you're talking about taking power back. The worst thing that could possibly happen would be for progressives, for Democrats, to look at this election. If we get close but don't get quite there, to throw up their hands and say, it's never going to happen. Because it might not happen all at once. But we need to continue this movement. We've realized now if we're going to defeat the Republicans, if we're going to take advantage of this spectacularly unpopular Bush administration, this is something that we need to continue to fight for over the next 10 years, really.
Yeah, I just don't ever remember being this motivated. I mean, I really, and I was pretty motivated last time around in 2004, and I was pretty motivated in 2000, but I don't ever remember being this determined and this motivated. I really don't, and I bet you there's a whole bunch of other people out there who feel the same way that I do. I mean, we're ready for war.
And piggyback on that, you've never seen the Republicans this. I mean, you have, right? Your friends, people who call into your show. People, the Republicans are totally angry about their administration. They're disillusioned. They fought this quote unquote revolution in 1994, and the spoils have been Tom DeLay and corruption. I mean, they're angry. They're angry at their own party. This is a historical opportunity for the Democrats, and I think you're going to see us take advantage of it.
All right. David, thank you so much for being on the program. Certainly, thank you for joining us, and your website is give your website. Give it out.
It's dl21c.org, Democratic Leadership for the 21st Century.
Okay. Thank you, David. Appreciate you being on the show. Thanks so much.
Have fun. Thanks.
Okay. All right. There's David Pollack, and you heard what he had to say about the poll numbers, but still, we've got to give, we've got to get out, we've got to work, we don't have any choice, our backs are against the wall, we've got to make this happen, we have to take a long-term strategy, he's right about that, but we also have to get out there and make it happen. We've got to get people like Tom Tancredo out and Bill Winter in, we've got to get people like Marilyn Manson Musgrave out and Angie Piccioni in, we've got to get Jay Fawcett elected, we have got to get candidates around the country elected. It's important and it's incumbent upon us to take this country back, because 67% of the people in the latest polls, 67% feel that this country is on the wrong track. And boy, I bet you and I totally agree. And I know there's got to be some conservatives out there who may be listening and maybe just going down the dial. And we may not agree on the solutions to the problems, but I can't believe there are not conservatives out there. And polls show that there are, that are conservatives out there, members of the Republican Party.
This Saturday, things are smoking hot at Thunder Mountain of Denver. Hot bikes, hot girls, hot sale, all in one hot party. We're celebrating from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with food, beer, live music, the Coyote Ugly Girls, Bikini Bull Run, huge savings, and tons of wild behavior. Thunder Mountain of Denver is calling all hotties to come get crazy as the Girls Gone Wild bus rolls into town. Girls Gone Wild, filming for upcoming videos, and you could be in it. While you're there, compete in the first preliminary Miss Thunder in the Rockies. First place gets a trip for two to Vegas. Gosh, big. And a chance to go on and compete for $1,000 cash. Off I-70 Pecos, Thunder Mountain of Denver, the hottest place to be this Saturday. Visit ThunderMountainOfDenver.com.
Broncos player, coach, and cheerleader. Plus, you can play games, take pictures, and get autographs from your favorite Broncos and select Broncos alumni. And great activities for kids. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster Outlets and the Invesco Field at Mile High Box Office.
This is Mike Shanahan. Denver, it's showtime.
For more information, go to DenverBroncos.com/fanfare.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Most of our accidents are now cleared from the drive, with the exception of one. We still have a crash along northbound I-25 just before Hampton. Got three cars, with one in the center lane. Two cars off to the left-hand shoulder were backed up all the way to Arapahoe Road. Across northbound I-25, our crash has been cleared right at Mississippi, and C-470 is now checking clear at the Morrison exit as well. What we're left with is a whole lot of heavy traffic. Southbound I-25 is still jammed up on the north end between 120th Avenue and 84th. Again, between I-76 and Spear, as well as continuing down past 6th Avenue towards the Broadway Bridge. Northbound I-25 is heavy because of that wreck, but you also will find slowing on the approach to Colorado Boulevard. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 84 degrees. Currently, we're at 61 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Now is the perfect time for that new suit. The famous Joseph A. Bank Suit Sale. A huge selection of handcrafted signature suits, $3.99. Our exclusive trio suits, $2.99. Executive suits, just $2.49. Even the entire stock of famous Joseph A. Bank Summer Poplin suits, only $1.79. Now, the savings are throughout the store. Select spring sport coats, only $1.99. And thousands of famous Joseph A. Bank dress shirts, two for $59. Plus, take $10 off all traveler sport shirts and traveler pants. The famous Joseph A. Bank suit sale. Huge savings on signature, executive, trio, even Poplin suits, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatirons Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at RE/MAX.com. Now RE/MAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. RE/MAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Top three reasons I'm painting this weekend? Number three, I think Glacier Lake better represents my cool, collected side than beige. Number two, I can start painting this weekend and finish this weekend. And number one, it's one facelift that won't cost me a fortune.
Now through May 22nd at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Glidden Evermore paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. By manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't let the high price of gas spoil your plans for a summer getaway. Starting next Monday, AM 760's Jay Marvin wants to pump you up.
Here's how it works. Every hour on my show at 620, 720, 820, and 920, I'll call out the name of an AM 760 Progressive Club member. You'll have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call and claim $100 worth of gas. If you're not a Progressive Club member, go to AM760.net to sign up now.
We are here to pump. You are.
Jay Marvin's gas giveaway starts May 22nd with 4 chances to win every morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 823, 23 minutes after 8. High today, 83 under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk coming up at 8:30. Congressman Mark Udall, he'll talk about his comments about Ward Churchill. I will ask him about the NSA, the tax cuts that was signed yesterday by President Bush, and many other topics as well. Till then, we'll open the phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, you can get on the phone, and you can talk to us about it. Let's go to Brian in Arvada. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get you on here. There you go, Brian. Go ahead.
Jay.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I caught the tail end of your interview with the Democrats. I wish you could ask him.
Man, you got to decide. I got to put you on hold to come back to you. We got to do something about that phone. Let me go to Al in Fort Lupton. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right.
About a week or two ago, I sent you an email about the last great migration that hit the United States. That was the 20th century with the Italians.
Right.
I think we as Coloradoans, even though Tancredo represents the 6th District, he also represents Colorado, should demand to know what his roots are. According to that article, the last great migration, the Italians came in to work in the U.S. and then went home, but a lot of them didn't.
Well, are you asking the kind of question that, for instance, yesterday there was an article circulating around the Internet that Alberto Gonzalez, who's the Attorney General, that his grandfather may have been illegal? Are you saying that maybe Tancredo's relative ancestors or relatives or his family or somebody in his family tree may have been here or may have stayed here illegally?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, I have researched. My grandmother came from Italy in 1906. I had her passport as a young child in my hand. I have researched her roots and know that she came through Ellis Island. I don't know a squat about my grandfather. By the same token, he has never stated where this Italian name came from.
Well, I think if he ever had a chance to ask him, if I certainly had a chance to ask him, I'd ask him. I don't think it's a bad question.
I think it's a relevant question.
Yeah, I do too.
He's out there banging on everybody. Let's build a fence 50 feet high and yada yada yada.
Well, I think it all calls into. But there are those people out there though who reject that idea. I'm not one of them. But there are people out there who reject that idea that we're all a nation of immigrants. I mean, there are people out there who just plain can't see that.
Well, and we are. I mean,
yeah, we are.
I'm a product of that. But I'm only 2 generations away from Italy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a legitimate question. I'll tell you something else, too, if I lived in the... I'll tell you something else if I lived in Tancredo's district. Another question I'd ask? What have you done for me lately? What have you done for the district as of late?
And that's a good question. That's a great question.
And how much time do you spend in the district?
That's another good question.
Yeah, well, I think those are questions of Tancredo. And also, here's the last one. Why won't you debate Bill Winter?
That's the perfect question.
Yeah, I'd like to know why you won't debate him. I think that shows that there's something wrong there, that Tom Tancredo won't debate Bill Winter. And if anybody from Tancredo's camp is listening, and I doubt they are, but if they are, listen, we'd be happy to host it. We'd be happy to host the debate.
Cool.
I'd like to see Bill Winter and Tom Tancredo get it on, because I have every belief that Bill Winter would probably kick his butt. Al, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Okay, talk to you later. All right, well, why won't he debate? I think it's, if you're a Tom Tancredo constituent, why don't you call his office and ask him? Why won't debate Bill Winter? Let's go to Jenny in Fort Collins. Jenny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I just heard you saying something to this other guy about what if we don't win. I think this sounds so negative. You know, I've been listening to you for months now, and you've always been positive.
I am positive. I do think we will win.
Don't give us a negative what if we don't win.
I'm not, but it's just but it's a question. I mean, it's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate question because there is a chance we won't, but I don't believe that'll happen. I believe we will. I believe the way I look at it now, if you read these polls, if nothing changes in 6 months, it looks like to me it's going to be a blowout.
That's right. And, you know, you said something about the Republicans wanting a smaller government. Does that mean cutting programs for people and more money for wars and Halliburton contracts?
I think it means more money for their friends.
Yeah. Well, so what does that mean, smaller government?
Well,
we can't get any smaller. If we get any smaller, we're going to just dwindle away.
It means slicing social programs is
right.
What it means.
Social programs and the college funds. And I mean, what do they mean? They mean cutting programs for us by smaller government.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about the fact that if anything will save this country, if anything will save us in the coming years and keep us in a leadership position and keep us strong and independent, it will be education. And this government, under this administration, has moved to increase the amount of college loans, has moved to make things more expensive, and has been to anti-education as anti-education can be. And I think it's our only hope in this country is education, and we definitely need somebody, and we need an administration, and we need a party that is dedicated to educating our kids. And one of the things the Democrats are talking about is a college education for everybody, and I think that's something that we ought to be shooting for in this country. Any kid that wants to go, you know what, should be able to go.
That's right. How are we going to make our country more strong if we have a bunch of dummies?
Well, you know what? I think that's exactly it. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Jenny. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
All right. It's coming up here on the 8:30. After 8:30, we'll talk to Congressman Mark Udall. Then we'll open the phones again, and it'll be open phones, anything you want to talk about. So that's coming up after 8:30. Right now, we'll take a look at progressive traffic and talk to Amelia Earhart. Amelia.
Well, thank you, Jay. We still only have one problem in this morning's drive, though that's the great news. Most of our highway crashes actually cleared out of the way. The one left over does lie along northbound I-25 in the tech center. It lies just before Hampton. Got three cars now on the left-hand shoulder with backups all the way to Arapahoe Road, mostly just due to curiosity slowing now. Across our side streets, we do have a two-car crash in the intersection of Colorado Boulevard and 23rd, as well as a wreck on the intersection, actually at the intersection of Bellevue at northbound I-25. So two of the lanes are right now blocked up along eastbound Bellevue at I-25, so do expect delays as you try to make your way onto the highway. The rest of the drive is just slewed with heavy traffic. Eastbound I-70 is thick between Federal and Brighton Boulevard, and southbound I-25 is still jammed up on the north end between 104th Avenue and 84th. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 84 degrees with a chance for showers later.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars in Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley, Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater. Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
Tonight, two huge finales on NBC. First, after 8 years, we say goodbye to Will and Grace. With returning stars and big surprises until the end.
Hello, Grace.
Leo.
Then, on the ER season finale.
Something's wrong.
The hospital comes under fire and a life is taken hostage. The ER season finale. Right after Will and Grace says goodbye forever. Tonight on NBC.
sale and get three free shots to dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell. This is your chance to get back at him for all the stupid TV commercials that they've done over the years. And Officer Odell will pay the price for the police and all those speeding tickets. So get on out to Rockies and get ready to dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell. That's at 63rd and Federal. And while you're there, check out the matching down sale going on now. Matching down up to $1,500, and you put $1,500 down, they put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down towards your next vehicle, and they have got a huge, over 500 vehicles on the lot, a huge selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, including America's original sports car, the Vets. They've got those, got a few of those left, and have just got everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And you know what? You can check them out online, too, at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see my friends, the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv. Get out and see Colby Harris. Get out there and see Dave Dunn. Any of the gang working at Rockies, they're there to help you. And don't forget, bring the kids out. Dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell this Saturday, 11 until 3 at Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal. Your chance to stop by, take advantage of their matching down sale, and get three free shots to dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell. That's this Saturday, Rockies Autos, 11 until 3.
The new Corkhouse Wine Restaurant is Denver's fun destination. Mediterranean calamari, fabulous salads, pan-seared salmon, lamb nachos, and more. Come for the wine, stay for the food. The Corkhouse Wine Restaurant, East Colfax Avenue at Eudora, 9 blocks east of Colorado Boulevard.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35. 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Mostly sunny. High today of 83. It's good of you to join us here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to the phones and talk to the next senator from the state of Colorado. Right now, Congressman Mark Udall. And Congressman, welcome back to the program and good to hear your voice.
Jay, good morning to you. I want to be just like Jay Marvin. I want to have a radio show.
Well, why don't you come home here and you can sit in for me when I'm on vacation.
I don't think people know how hard you work. Thanks for what you do.
You know what? I love you, too. All right. Let's talk about some things here. First of all, you believe Ward Churchill should resign. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I do, and I make that case based primarily on what the panel concluded. I think if you look across that group of people, they're respected people. They're a diverse collection of experts, and they've called for him to be removed. And I think he ought to do the right thing, which would be to step down himself, not put everybody through this any longer. And I know there are probably some arrangements that can be made on his behalf. But this is about academic integrity and the repeated instances of academic fraud that the panel surfaced, Jay. And we ask our students to comply with a code of conduct. And it should apply to professors as well. And it's clear that Professor Churchill has broken many of the rules in that code.
Do you know, you don't buy the argument, and I had it yesterday on the phones from a number of people, that this whole thing resulted from political pressure?
I don't. If people want to make the case that this is because Mr. Churchill shared his views on 9/11, everybody's, of course, entitled to their own opinion, but they're not entitled to their own facts. But there were a lot of signs before that event that Professor Churchill was not comporting himself in compliance with the rules and of the university and the generally accepted practices there. And it's unfortunate, but I think there are times when tough decisions like this have to be made. That's my point of view. I know there are other people who disagree with it, but that's my point of view.
All right, let's move on to something that you and the members of the House don't really get to have a say on this, but you know it's going on. It's vital. It's important to the country. And when you do become a senator from Colorado, you would have a say in this kind of thing. And that's the confirmation of General Hayden to head the CIA. What's your feelings on that?
I'm watching the hearings like all of interested people are. I think General Hayden obviously has a record of distinction. I'm intrigued with the idea of a military officer having the helm of the CIA. And my initial reaction was of concern. But the more I've read about this, Jan, I know you've been discussing this as well. The Department of Defense has really tried to aggregate most of the intelligence analysis and gathering functions to itself. And General Hayden would, I think, reestablish the role of the CIA because he has legitimacy in the DOD. And from what I understand, he and Secretary Rumsfeld have a respectful relationship, but General Hayden isn't going to be cowed by Secretary Rumsfeld. And I think that might be work to the benefit of the CIA. Having said that as well, though, I think the NSA needs to be clear with the public and the Congress as to what they've been doing, and that ought to come from the president. We certainly ought to be tracking the people who would do us harm, but we ought to do it with warrants, and we ought to do it in a way that complies with the Constitution and the laws of the land. And that's one of the big questions, of course, that surrounds General Hayden's
confirmation. Yeah, because he drew up these programs. I mean, that wouldn't worry you?
Well, that's the flip side of the interest I have in the role he could perform as a military officer and somebody who could stand up to the Pentagon as well as understand how the Pentagon operates. But this is the $64,000 question about the NSA. What have they really been doing? It's why I've called for special counsel to take a look at what the NSA program is involved. And it's also why Ranking Member Harmon, who's no dove, has called for much more information from the administration and believes that they've been operating close to the edge of the law.
On a purely political question, how nervous are your Republican colleagues over the polls here?
I think they're very nervous, and they should be. They've failed, I think, to meet the challenges of the country. There's a lot of attention to the divisive social issues and fringe public policy matters here, and the true challenges of the country aren't being faced. And you know what the list is, Jay. It's energy independence. It's bringing down these deficits. It's doing something about 45 million Americans who don't have affordable health care. And then finally, it's finding a way to end the war in Iraq as soon as possible. And when we do, we can turn our attention back to some of the other threats in the world that are, I think, even more significant, have been amplified by the ill-planned reconstruction and the lack of an idea of how we win the peace in Iraq. And none of those are being addressed, and the American people have woken up to it, and the sense is it's time for change. People have had enough, and I think there are two types of Republicans back here: those that are really concerned because they listen and they understand they haven't gotten the job done, and there are others who are living in a world that's not tied to reality. It's faith-based, if you will, not
faith,
reality-based.
Faith-based in the president and his policies? Or faith-based in their belief in God? Or explain that.
I think it's – I was probably being a little bit cute there, but, you know, there's been a lot of that talk in this town for the last 3 or 4 years. We're faith-based. In fact, there were disparaging remarks directed at Democrats that we're reality-based in our approach to the world. And so I think it's a combination, but somebody once said, hope's not a strategy, and I think there's a hope that things are going to just work out fine this fall. Having said all of that, of course, Democrats need to be forthcoming with some ideas about what we would do if we would govern, and I think we have plenty of ideas. We've got a lot of messages. Arguably, we have too many. We need a slogan, and I think Newt Gingrich had a good one for us when he said, had enough, it's time for change. And I think that really will be the debate this fall. Do we want to have a party here to check this president, to perhaps work with this president? And do you want to have a party in charge of the Congress that wants to govern? It's not just interested in winning elections and campaigning and holding power, but actually would do something with that power to improve the lot of working Americans in the country at large.
The Senate has come out with their own immigration bill, or at least part of one, and they did it yesterday. One of the things they want to do is build at least a 370-mile double and triple-layered fence. Ken Salazar, Senator Salazar, voted for it. Are you happy with this approach or unhappy with it?
I've had concerns about the fence because I'm not sure the dollars that would be expended would actually create a more secure border. Implied in that, Jay, is my belief that we do have to make the American people understand that we're committed to controlling the border. There clearly have been gaps in the border, but if we do that, then I believe we could put a guest worker program in place for people who would come here on a temporary basis to work, and then provide an earned path to legal status for the people that are already here. I think that's the combination of elements in an immigration reform package, because the system's busted. The other piece I've neglected to mention is we have to hold employers more accountable than we've had. I think if you put all that together, there's a 65-70% of the country believes that's the way we ought to proceed. But I'm not convinced that spending the money on a fence is as effective as spending the money on upgrading our technology, hiring more Border Patrol agents, and taking other steps along those lines. But we'll see. It's I think the Senate is on the right track. There are my prediction is there are 280 to 300 votes in the House for something similar to what the Senate is doing if the House leadership would allow such a measure to come to the floor of the House. And that will be the question, if that will actually unfold this year or whether it will be put off to next year. And I don't think that's healthy if we have to wait till next year to readdress this question.
All right, one last question. All of these things technologically, building a virtual fence, say, along the border and engaging in all of this technology and doubling the amount of Border Patrol or maybe tripling the amount of Border Patrol agents that are there, which I think we should have done a long time ago. As a matter of fact, yeah. I think we should turn the whole thing over to them, not the National Guard. But you know what? With the deficit, where are we going to get, and the tax cut that was just signed, where are we going to get the money for this stuff, Congressman?
Well, we don't have the money. And that's what I referenced earlier, Jay, is that somebody's got to speak truth to power here about this excessive borrow-and-spend dynamic that's at play here. I listened to the debate last night on the budget. We passed the budget in the House with no Democratic votes last night. It just has the wrong priorities, and it continues this spending spree. And yet many Republicans went to the floor last night excoriating Democrats for our tax increase ways, which is inaccurate at the least. But there's going to be a real come to reality point here in the near future, because we cannot sustain this, and we have to do it both with some spending cuts where it makes sense, but we've got to look at the revenue side as well, and the president really has to square with the American people. You can't spend $9 billion a month in Iraq, and you can't do all these other things, including tax cuts, and somehow suggest the budget's going to be imbalanced. It's unconscionable, and it's ultimately immoral, because we're going to pass this on to our kids and their kids. And it's not sustainable, and it will have economic impacts. I think it's, along with energy dependence and the fact that we have a weakness in our health care system in providing access to many, many Americans, and our foreign policy, those are the four key threats, but there are opportunities in them as well. But the deficit piece has to be met sooner rather than later, and there's some creative and commonsensical ways we approach it, but it takes real leadership.
All right. Plug your websites.
My websites, it's www.markudall, all one word, .org, or www.house.gov, and then a / markudall, all one word. The last one's the congressional website. The first one's my campaign website. Appreciate you asking.
Oh, I always ask. All right. The next senator from the state of Colorado, now Congressman, Mark Udall. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate you being on the show again.
Jay, always great to be on with you. Take care.
All right, we'll talk to you. Thank you so much, sir. All right, it's 8:46, 14 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll open up the phones. It's open phones now, 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. Anything you want to talk about? Hey, you know what? It's all yours. Tomorrow, we do this show from an undisclosed location because it's breakfast with Al Franken and a few of our friends. And it'll be 4 hours of open phones tomorrow. But right now, it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Whatever it is you want to talk about, phones are open. They're all yours.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
This morning's highway drive is beginning to wrap up. Northbound I-25 is now checking clear at Hampton. Unfortunately, we do have a brand-new two-car crash on the right-hand shoulder of northbound I-25 right at Colfax. Taking a look at our side streets, Havana Street at Dartmouth, we now have a two-car wreck as well as a crash on the ramp from Bellevue. Heading eastbound onto northbound I-25, you will find jamming across Bellevue in the tech center as well. Now, across I-25, southbounders are jamming up on the north end still between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue, once again between I-76 and Spear, and yet again heading down south between 6th Avenue and Yale. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of 84 degrees and a chance for showers later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 70 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office on North Wadsworth Parkway or Hampton Avenue. Or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. That's ScandinavianDesigns.com.
Al Franken.
Dirty. Are we entering an era where any sex whose goal is not procreation is just dirty? Abstinence-only sex ed doesn't work. There is a movement, an anti-contraception movement, the contraception movement, afoot.
It's deeply offensive to the Christian right.
Mm-hmm. As is sex.
As is sex.
Because it's dirty.
Al Franken, keeping it clean on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This helps our rating. I say dirty.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Be in better shape. We eat salads when we'd rather have a burger. We sweat when we'd rather nap. We go to the gym when we'd rather go home. Sure, part of it is that we want to live longer, healthier lives, but we also want to look good for others. What if financial well-being looked as obvious as our physical well-being? What if people could see how out of shape our credit is? What if our bloated mortgage ripped at the seams of our pants? Would we take more time, more care? Well, there's a place that's there to help you get financially fit. Belco Credit Union. Our financial specialists can help you put your spending on a diet. We can tighten mortgage and credit card rates. We can help you lift your credit rating and run your financial marathon. Belco Credit Union is as easy to join as a gym, and we are totally dedicated to your financial success. So be healthy, be stylish, be determined. Stop by today. Belco Credit Union at belco.org. We're easy to join and worth it.
Are you currently receiving a structured settlement? Receiving cash payments for a car accident, a medical malpractice, instead of waiting a lifetime for cash that technically is yours? Wouldn't you like to have that money now?
After the accident, after we settled, things changed. I needed the cash quick. I had bills to pay, and I couldn't wait to get paid over the next 15 years.
Your life changes, so why can't your structured settlement change with it? It is your money after all. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your cash in your hands now.
J.G. helped me get the money right away. I mean, it is my money. Why should someone else have it all that time?
Don't delay. Let J.G. Wentworth help get you your money now. For a free booklet on how you can get your money, call 1-800-400-5581. J.G. Wentworth has helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For your free booklet, call 1-800-400-5581. That's 1-800-400-5581.
It's Toyota's launch spectacular, featuring Camry, now available in a hybrid version, the all-new FJ Cruiser, Yaris, and RAV4. Right now, get $500 to $2,000 customer cash, plus save money at the pump with a limited-time fill-it-up gas card worth $1,000 when you purchase any 06 Corolla, Tundra, or Sequoia, only at your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. But you'd better hurry, because Toyota's launch spectacular ends soon. Toyota, it's time to move forward. Cashback from Toyota Motor Sales USA, only through 5/31/06. Varies by region. Fill-it-up gas card offer good on any new purchase or lease of eligible vehicles. Terms and restrictions apply. Fill-it-up gas card will be mailed to customer within 3 to 5 weeks after purchase date. Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for additional details.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. Or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 83. Mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Reverend Pat Robertson says God has told him that storms are possible and possibly a tsunami will hit the American coastline this year. The founder of the Christian Broadcast Network has told viewers of the 700 Club that the revelations came to him during his annual personal prayer retreat in January. If I heard the Lord right about 2006, the coasts of America will be lashed by storms, Robertson said on May the 8th. He added specifics in Wednesday's show. There will be something as bad as a tsunami in the Pacific Northwest, he said. Robertson, of course, has come under intense criticism in recent months for suggesting the U.S. agents should assassinate Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's stroke was a divine retribution for Israel's pullout from the Gaza Strip. Pat Robertson, nice guy. Julie in Boulder. Julie, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead, Julie.
I just wanted to talk a little bit. My dad is Republican, and growing up in a Republican family, this is the guidelines that I was taught. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're doing fine.
He was a little racist all the time, and he called people names of different races. He'd call them names, and, I mean, this is how I'm brought up. And as I got older and kind of realized that, you know, that's not the way I want to live my life, talking to him now about political things, I just can't do it with him. Because he thinks, and he said this to me like last week, he says, I'm not very happy with my government right now, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to vote for them. And to me, it's like, what? So is it his generation? Because my mother-in-law's new boyfriend, who's also Republican, came and said something to me the other day, and it was just like my dad. It was like referring to liberals as communists. It was like it came out of his mouth. And he said, they're all communists. What a bunch of communists. It's like, oh, my God. Is this a Republican thing? Or
yeah, well, it's a throwback. How old is your mom's boyfriend?
He's in his just early 60s, and my dad's in his early 70s.
Well, maybe it's probably a throwback to their generation of McCarthyism and this whole idea that anybody who's liberal or progressive is a communist. And the next time they say that to you, ask them to define what communism is and ask them if they've ever read Karl Marx or Vladimir Lenin. And chances are they'll tell you no.
Right.
And then also ask them, name me one Democrat who is espousing the theories of Marx and Lenin and see what they say.
They probably have no idea what that even is about. They've never read about it.
If they claim they know what communism is, they ought to know what Marx and Lenin are, because those are the founding, and Frederick Engels are the founding fathers of communism.
Right. And if you're going to use the word, make sure you know what it means.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way to challenge them, and then to ask them, say, hey, you know, name me a Democrat that's a Marxist-Leninist. Just name me one. Right. I can name you plenty of Republicans who have fascist tendencies.
Right. Also about the deficit, which has really bothered me. As I get older, I'm, like, really, really bothered by all the politics now. And it's like, as I get older, it seems to be more of an issue for me. I don't know about anybody else, but the deficit really bothers me. And it seems like Clinton took all his whole tenure and his whole time in presidency to reduce the deficit. And in probably the first year, Bush comes in and defeats the whole thing that Clinton has worked on. And it's like, I don't get that rationale. I don't understand how he thinks he can just spend all this money and have no repercussions from it. Like, it seems like it's a vicious cycle with Republicans coming into the party, and then the Democrats come in because everybody wants a change.
Yeah, I don't see it either, but I'll tell you, in the beginning, what they used to do is they used to blame it on 9/11 and the dip in the economy prior to 9/11. Now they've got, I don't know what their excuse is now, three, 4 years later, what they think they're going to use as their excuse. I haven't heard lately what their excuse is. The only thing I ever hear them do is repeat the same mantra over and over again about smaller government, fiscal responsibility, less taxes, and they keep repeating that same thing, but they have no plan at all in any way, shape, or form to tackle the deficit. And the tax cuts have definitely not reduced the deficit. They've only aggravated them. They have no plan. They have no plan, so they just engage in slogans. Julie, thank you. I appreciate the call. Call again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
You got it. Let's go to Ray in Thornton. Ray, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the immigration, and more specifically, you know, that fence they want to put up.
Sure.
You know, the thing about fences, you know, what eventually happens to them is they come down. You know, look at the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
And besides, you know, who are they going to get to build the thing? You know, your favorite name is that defense contractor. What's his name?
Well, they're probably going to offer a no-bid contract, and they're probably going to get Kellogg Brown and Root, a division of Halliburton, to go ahead and do it.
How do we guess that?
You know, I mean, I don't know that that's true, but if I had to wager money on it, that's where I'd put my money.
Yeah. Yeah, that caller who called in before about Tancredo, you know. Yeah, you could, you know, Tancredo, Italian, you know, I just kind of just all stinks of hypocrisy, you know.
Well, it's fear-mongering, and it's not a practical solution, and it's got people worked up, and it's like I said earlier. I mean, it's one of many, many, many really complex problems. They're going to take a lot of discussion. They're going to take a lot of pain, and they're going to take a lot of compromise, and they're going to take a lot of trying to work it out. And these people are going for the short-end political advantage rather than what's right for the country. Ray, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Open phones will continue after the news here at 9 o'clock, 303-713-7600. I've got three lines open on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got Jay Marvin.
This Saturday, things are smoking hot at Thunder Mountain of Denver. Hot bike, hot girls, hot sale, all in one hot party. We're celebrating from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with food, beer, live music, the Coyote Ugly Girls, Bikini Bull Ride, huge savings, and tons of wild behavior. Thunder Mountain of Denver is calling all hotties. Come get crazy as the Girls Gone Wild bus rolls into town. Girls Gone Wild, filming for upcoming videos, and you could be in it. While you're there, compete in the first preliminary Miss Thunder in the Rockies. First place gets a trip for two to Vegas.
Gosh, Vegas.
And a chance to go on and compete for $1,000 cash. Off I-70 at Pecos, Thunder Mountain of Denver. The hottest place to be this Saturday. Visit Thunder Mountain of Denver.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE-56.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Has too much become the football in American political discourse.
He says agencies like NSA, which he used to run, and the CIA, where he's heading if confirmed, are accountable to the American people for doing a good job, but not for telling us what they're doing.
CIA needs to get out of the news as source or subject.
In the wake of intelligence failures like the report of WMDs in Iraq, Hayden promised a new focus at CIA to make sure its analysis is accurate. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Well, the Senate continues debating an immigration reform measure. President Bush is headed for the section of the U.S.-Mexico border considered the busiest crossing point for illegals trying to get into this country.
I'm Ron Kilgore along the U.S.-Mexico border just outside Yuma, Arizona. Throughout the morning, been watching people as they move up through the brush. What have been described to me as illegal immigrants trying to make ready to make a rush across this area as soon as the Border Patrol begins to move away.
Since last October, 95,000 illegal immigrants have been picked up there by Border Patrol agents. Jimmy Hoffa dropped out of sight more than 30 years ago. And since his disappearance, the rumors have swirled about his final resting place.
How many times have we heard before that Hoffa's buried here or Hoffa's buried there, you know, and nothing has ever come of it?
Deb Koskovich lives next to a horse farm outside Detroit where the FBI is now searching for Hoffa's body. The Teamsters leader was last seen in 1975 at a restaurant about 20 miles from the farm. Well, they don't get any bigger. That's the mammoth Airbus A380, the world's largest passenger jet, as it lands at London's Heathrow Airport this morning. CBS's Amy Gutman was there.
If you pretty much stack five double-decker buses on top of each other, that's the height of this monster. And coming down, it did look like a sort of short and squat white monster.
The first A380, which can carry more than 550 passengers, will be delivered to Singapore Airlines, which plans to have it in service by the end of the year.
a prison term for a Florida man who's been there before. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter King.
19-year-old Lionel Tate has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for owning a gun and violating his probation. Tate was 12 when he became the youngest person in the U.S. to get a life sentence for killing a much younger and much smaller friend while wrestling. The conviction was thrown out. He later spent 3 years in prison after a plea agreement.
Is the economy sputtering? The Conference Board's widely watched index of leading indicators fell last month, despite forecasts that it would increase. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 8 points, the Nasdaq 7. This is CBS News.
You see a squirrel in the road. Your car stops. It gets dark. Your car lights the way. You order a coffee. Your car holds your cup. Your car takes care of you. So how do you take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full service car care from diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. And right now we're having our biggest Goodyear tire sale ever. So bring your car to the experts at Sears Auto Centers. Your car would do the same for you. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 5/27/06.
Mom, it's Becky. For graduation, please get me a Sprint wireless phone. One that has a camera and a camcorder and comes in different colors. Oh, and I can watch TV on and listen to music and comes in different...
Want a phone that's packed with features? Go to Radio Shack and get the MN8300 by Sanyo free after a $50 mail-in rebate and a new two-year subscriber agreement. Don't just get a phone, get a Sprint phone at Radio Shack today. Good through 6306 for new customers at Radio Shack instant rebate and credit approval. $36 activation and $200 early termination fees apply. Offer not available in all markets. Restrictions apply. See materials in store for details.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Home.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A Colorado mountain climber sitting at the Manly Square Table and some new beer ads.
Another square table. What if your friend sticks his finger in your beer while he's carrying multiple bottles from the bar?
What's the big deal?
I don't want your stinky finger in my beer.
How's he supposed to get the beers back to the table?
Make two trips, whatever. But if you poke it, you own it.
The Square Table, something of a conference committee for man's laws in the new Miller Lite TV ads. Aaron Ralston, who sawed off his own arm with a pocket knife to save his life after getting pinned under a boulder, well, he's manly enough to sit at the table. He joins the likes of Jerome Bettis, rodeo champ Ty Murray, and table leader Burt Reynolds, wrestling with questions like...
What if your friend sticks his finger in your beer while he's carrying multiple bottles from the bar?
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A situation across I-70 heading westbound just after York Street. A truck pulling a boat has been hit by an SUV, and that crash is currently blocking up the left and center lanes of traffic. So you will find extensive delays heading westbound. Eastbounders also experiencing curiosity slowing due to this wreck. But other than this, the highway crashes are really thinning out quite nicely. In fact, the volume is improving as well. Southbound I-25 now jamming up on the north end between 100 and 4th Avenue and 84th, but it looks like that's just about to break free. You will find some additional slowing heading southbound between Park Avenue and Spear. Across 6th Avenue, eastbounders are in much better shape on the approach to the I-25 interchange. And both directions of the Boulder Turnpike are back up in the 60s and even some 70s. In today's forecast, we will see a high of 84 degrees with partly cloudy skies later on this afternoon.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
My God, you know, this is bled over into the core factors of the economy. Well, what do you expect? All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we will go to Marcus in Denver. Marcus, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jake.
Hi.
I'm an out-of-work cab driver because of the price of gas, by the way.
How can you be an out-of-work cab driver because you can't afford to make any money?
Yeah, make horrible money out there. Filling your tank every single day. It's crazy, the price of gas. I'm still driving for it. I'm a chauffeur. But it's still killing me, the price of gas. But that's not what I call talk about. My biggest point that I've got 100 points to make, but I want to make this one, is the men and women of our armed forces. I feel that the death that's going on, the work they're doing, I feel it's being distorted and twisted by the right, mostly, a little by the left, mostly by the right, to push policy. And they're doing this under the name of the war is going on. In the name of the war, we have to pass this law, we have to do this, we have to do that. When the war is over, Iraq is defeated. And now we're occupying a country that has no leadership. So we should call it what it is, an occupation. The war on terror has been going on long before we ever went into Iraq.
Well, the war on terror and the war in Iraq, or whatever you want to call it in Iraq, the fighting in Iraq that's going on between us and the insurgents, they're not the same thing. I mean, even though the administration likes to make them the same thing and likes to twist them and meld them together, they're not the same thing. They're totally and completely separate. One group wants to get us no matter where we are. The other group wants us just to get out of their country.
Agreed with all that. The war on Iraq should be officially declared over by everyone that we can possibly make a statement about it.
Well, then what would you call it then? Would you call it the conflict in Iraq?
The occupation of Iraq.
But there's fighting going on as well.
Well, absolutely. And we're not over there picking fights. We're over there defending ourselves. You know, trying to rebuild the country, trying to be the good guys. We're trying real hard. Our armed forces are over there with good intent. They're not that they're looking for people to hurt. They're being attacked as they're working. That's the reports that are coming in from my limited point of view here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we don't get a lot of great news about what's going on in the world.
Well, I think we are occupying the country. They do have leadership, but the leadership is weak, and it's not very effective, and we're essentially propping them up and holding them up. And it's, about time. I mean, it's way overdue for us to tell them that they've got to get their act together. But, man, I mean, the place is just a freaking mess. I mean, look at the story here from a couple of weeks ago about the Iraqi guard units that were trained that then started a riot because they were told that they weren't going to be able to serve in their own home districts. This whole idea of the Bush administration, which, you're right, we haven't talked about it because there's been other things going on, but this whole idea about we'll stand down when they stand up, which is similar to kind of the statement that he's making about the Border Patrol and the Guard on our southern borders, is all ridiculous rhetoric. And none of it holds true, and you see it reflected in the polls that the American people just, don't believe the administration anymore.
Oh, absolutely not. The faith is lost in this administration. Complete. Yeah, I've never had faith in it, and now it seems the rest of the country is coming around.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of us who never had faith in this administration, but now there are a lot of people who are coming around because they're frustrated. And, you know, something they don't want, you know, we've got 2,400-plus deaths and untold Iraqi deaths, and people are just tired of the carnage, and they're tired of the fighting. And you know what? I'll tell you something. You know the big point I think this administration misses? And who the hell am I to tell them, but I really believe this to be true. If George W. Bush sat down tomorrow on television and gave us a plan on how to get out, and said he had a plan on how to get out, and said he had a way to end this thing, he might get some points, but he doesn't have a plan. So what he ends up doing is he keeps telling us the same thing all the time, which is, we have to stay the course. That's the only thing we can do is stay the course. And it's similar to Richard Nixon saying, well, I have a plan to end this war, and you've got to trust me that I have a plan to end this war, on and on and on and on. And it just doesn't pan out. And when you don't have a plan to get out of something that's terrible, people have a tendency to become discouraged, and people have a tendency to get upset. And who can blame them for being upset? I mean, give me a plan. I mean, show me some way out of the door. I mean, the house is on fire. I want to get out to safety.
Right, but that wouldn't serve the political agenda of what he's trying to get accomplished here in the U.S. because it's all in the name of the war.
Well, see, I think it goes beyond the political agenda. Here's what I think it goes to. I think it goes to this. I don't think these people know how to get out. I don't think that they know what they're doing. I think they are incompetent. It's like yesterday, I saw for a little bit on Hardball this guy who was talking with Chris Matthews. I watched him right before Oberman came on, and he was talking about how, you know, about what went on in New Orleans and about how it was a comment on black America and that, you know, white liberals are scared to tell African Americans what they really think about them. And I scratched my head and turned to Mary and said, you know what, I didn't see Katrina as being a comment about black Americans. What I saw Katrina as being is a comment about the incompetence of the administration. And what I see Iraq as being is being, you know, is now becoming a comment about the administration and the fact that they're incompetent. They're incompetent in virtually everything that they do. I don't think they have an agenda in the respect of, well, you know, getting out would not fit their agenda. I don't think they know how to get out, man. I think they've got us in a situation in which we are in an alligator full of swamps, and they've got no idea how to either kill the alligators or drain the swamp and get us out, and they don't present one plan except they all unified stand together and give us the same rhetoric every single day about staying the course. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's laughable. It's so sad.
That's what's funny is that my right-wing friends are saying the same thing. They're not bad. They're incompetent.
They're just incompetent. I mean, I saw Dick Cheney's daughter interviewed last night on CNN because she's pushing her book about being gay all of a sudden. And when she was asked about the Iraq War, she said, oh, I think everything's being handled just right. I mean, I thought to myself, you know, sister, what planet are you living on? Apparently you're not living on the same planet with the rest of us. Why don't you go tell the 17,000 troops that have been wounded and the families of the members who have committed suicide and the ones that are being reassigned and sent back even though they suffer from depressive disorders. Why don't you go tell them about how the war is being fought right? Marcus, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks for the AT.
You got it. You know, I really believe this. I mean, I think that they had an agenda to begin with, and I think it was, oil-based economic mixed with this whole Armageddon kind of crusade idea and the whole idea that they were going to bring enlightenment to the Middle East and they were going to do all this. But I think now, as of this date of May the 18th, these guys are in this situation, and you know something? They don't have any idea on how to get us out. That's the dirty little secret. They have no idea how to get us out of Iraq because they don't know what they're doing. And they don't know what they're doing when it comes to a number of levels. And this is why people are upset with them, because they're incompetent. And people who don't like government can't run government. One line open, 303-713-7600.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits.
Blondie, together live. One way or another. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-KIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. A vehicle is stolen every 26 seconds in the U.S. Protect yours with LoJack. LoJack is now available for cars, trucks, motorcycles, construction equipment, and laptops. To learn more, visit LoJack.com or call 1-800-4-LoJack.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The Law Offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
And Rocky's been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've got just about everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Sports cars, imports, I mean, they've got them all at Rocky's Autos. The largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Get out there this Saturday for their matching down sale and dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell this Saturday, 11 until 3 at Rocky's Autos, that's 63rd and Federal.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
Amcor Precast reminds you that the bond between the community and the armed services has always been important. They ask you to join them in honoring the tremendous sacrifice demonstrated by the men and women who serve in our military. Please give your support to them as well as the veterans who've served our nation in the past. This is from Amcor Precast, providing quality underground precast concrete structures for the utility industry for more than 30 years. That's Amcor Precast in Littleton, thanking our military.
Now this word from your president.
Freedom is beautiful, and, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, a little Merle, too.
I left the four-lane highway, took a blacktop 7 miles.
The man rocks.
Down by the old country school I went to.
Recently appearing with Bob Dylan around the country. 921, 21 minutes after 9. High today, 83. Mostly sunny skies. And Jay Marvin with you. And it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Dan. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Just want to let you know there's a lot of angry Republicans out there for a lot of different reasons. Some of us didn't think that they went far enough on immigration. Some of us are angry about the huge deficits they've run up. Some of us are angry about the hypocrisy, about claiming the morals and ethics on the right and then seeing what they've done. We've seen their morals and ethics. They don't have any. I mean, at least Clinton had bad ethics. That was something. But, you know, hey, you know, so there's a lot of us out here are really unhappy with what's going on.
What do you plan to do? I mean, what do you plan to do when the midterm elections come? Do you plan to vote Republican again or stay home or vote Democratic? What do you plan to do?
Well, to be honest with you, staying home is the equivalent of surrendering. And, I'm voting, you bet. And I'm a delegate, and you bet I'm going to the Springs on Saturday. Of course, I'm bringing my own bottled water because I don't know what it is in the water in the Springs that breeds so much hate. So, I'm just, you know, doing my thing.
Well, what are you going to do in November? Are you going to send these same people back again to Congress, or are you going to vote for a change?
You know, I'm always for change. I'm a Jeffersonian kind of guy. I always believe that you go to Washington, and then you go home, and you do your regular job. I don't believe in the career politics. I personally think the French were onto something with this guillotine machine. I think they're all corrupt. I think that the whole system needs to be swept clean and revamped from page one. I don't think it needs to be written as the Communist Manifesto, but I think there needs to be some serious... That's how you talk ethics. They're very good at passing laws and legislation for the rest of us to follow, but when you look at the way they tried to clean up lobbying just in Colorado, they did nothing.
Yeah, they watered everything down. You're right about that.
They did nothing for themselves. These guys aren't royalty. They're employees, and they're doing a crappy job.
Well, I think they're, you know, I think the majority of America feels the way you do, but I still can't, I'm still trying to get an answer out of you about what you intend to do in November of 06, which is this year.
I don't like to answer those questions because I believe voting is a very personal thing between you, me, the NSA, and Mr. Diebold.
yeah, you know, the NSA is right.
I just, you know, I'm fed up, you know. I mean, the guy's approval ratings are at 30%. By all logic, any other country, they'd be taking to the streets.
Well, instead,
I mean,
of this country,
they would be burning their country's capitals if they had a 30% approval rating.
Well, instead, in this country, we're going to take to the ballot box.
Well,
I mean, that's the way to go, man. We're going to take to the ballot box, and we're going to change the country. We're going to change the direction of the country, and 67% of the people believe that it's on the wrong track.
Well, you know, as long as we get my paper backup, I don't care.
Well, there is a law in Colorado in which you do have to have documentation and backup. Ken Gordon, who is running for Secretary of State, got that passed.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to tell you, Mike Kaufman's not a bad guy. He's honest. He's been to Iraq a couple times and helped them run their elections. He's one of the few Republicans I feel that actually still has some integrity. And, you know, throwing money at problems isn't always the answer. And,
throwing money at your rich friends and starving off. Off of programs that benefit your country and good is not going to work either.
Every dollar I have to give the government lowers my family's standard of living.
It depends on where that money goes. I mean, if it goes to the rich upper elite, the 1%, 2%, or 3%, you're absolutely right. If it goes into good public works and things that enrich your family's life and the quality of life that you live and your kids' education, then that's a whole other thing. But go look at the tax package that was recently, enacted, and to go look at the budget.
I have a real simple political philosophy, and that is, I'm tired of paying for everybody else's good intentions and bad decisions.
Well, you know what, though? When you get into that whole thing about how you're getting tired of paying for everybody's good intentions, just remember this, that, you know what, at one time this country operated on the philosophy of not only what you could do for yourself, but also what you could do for your country, because your country as a whole mattered, and it wasn't a short-sighted opinion, it was a long-sighted opinion, and now we've gotten into the whole situation here of having a short-sighted opinion, and there are a lot of things that can be done in this country if we weren't blowing the money in Iraq like we are now, and there are a lot of things, there are a lot of good programs that do need to be addressed and that we do need to spend the money on, such as guaranteeing the fact that every kid can go to college in this country, because that's the only way to make this country strong is through a good education. You're not against that idea, are you?
If they earn it, why should I pay for somebody else's kids to go to college?
Because it benefits you in the long run, and it benefits your kids in the long run.
I don't think
it benefits your country. Show me how it doesn't.
How it does.
Show me how. No, you know what? Don't play games of shuffling the questions back and forth. Show me how it doesn't benefit the country. Show me how having informed, educated, smart people running this country, both in industry and also in the public service sector, show me how it doesn't benefit this country and what you will leave to your kids and your kids' kids. Show me how that doesn't work.
Well, you know, the guy who invented the Wankel engine and Bill Gates never went to college.
Oh, those are two examples.
Okay, well, I gave you two examples.
Do you think NASA's chief meteorologist ever went to college? You're damn right he did.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, go look it up. I mean, see, this is what I'm talking about this short-sighted type of vision.
Okay,
that
let
you
me
wanna,
ask you
look,
a question.
Look, have you
can
ever, look,
you
have you ever heard...
Question?
Yes, you can in just a second. Have you ever heard the statement that a rising tide lifts all boats?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to live in a society where a rising tide lifts all boats, or do you just want a few boats lifted?
Well, you know, that leads to my question. How much water is enough? How much is enough?
Water is,
you know,
there's enough water when it's used and it's applied properly, and you're an adopted parent and you're doing your bit, but you want to leave something for your kids. You want to leave something for your kids' kids, and
that's
leaving a
like
leaving a country
cut.
And leaving a country. All right, you know what? You like the tax cuts? Let's get into the tax cuts. All right, let me ask you a personal question. How much money did you make last year?
I choose not to answer that.
All right, let's say you made $40,000. Let's say you made $100,000. How much money do you think you get back out of the tax cut? Take a guess.
Not much.
All right, how about if I made... How about if you made $600,000 last year?
$100.
No, wrong. You get more than $100. Sorry, pal. Your math is way, 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 way off. You need to investigate it. You need to look into it clearly. Because I'll tell you something, the way the tax cuts structure, the way the tax cuts are set up, and you know what, you're a perfect example of what the Republican Party likes, because they got you by the short hairs, and they got you going one way and coming the other, because you believe that the whole mantra of tax cuts sounds good. But in reality, if you sit down and you break down the amount of money that people make, here's what it comes out to, okay? You want to know what it comes out to? Here's what it comes out to, okay? The tax cuts with the reduced tax rate on dividends and capital gains to 15% will give tax relief only to the most wealthiest. Here's the figures. All right. If you make $10,000 to $20,000 a year, guess how much you get? You get $2. But you know what? If you make $1 million a year, guess how much you get? $42,000. Do you think that's fair?
Well, do you think we should pay people for being not productive?
No, don't answer. Don't look. First of all, don't answer a question with a question. And number two, stop assuming that somebody who makes $40,000 a year is a non-productive human. Stop assuming that somebody who makes $40,000 a year is not productive. I'm asking you if you think it's fair that somebody who makes $1 million gets $42,000 and somebody who makes $40,000 gets $2. Do you think that's fair? And you fall into that category of how much you make. Do you think it's fair when you're talking about tax cuts? Do you think it's an equitable system? Because FDR talked about this, and it's been talked about this in this country in the past, about how you don't want to set up an aristocracy and you don't want to set up a society with a list of have and have nots. Go look at a society where there are a list of have and have nots and tell me how well they function.
It's too late.
It's not. You know what? It's not too late. Thank you for the call. I shouldn't have gotten so hot. It's not too late. Well, you know what? You got it. Go for it there, Dan, buddy. Take your $25, man, and run with it, or whatever it is the hell you get, while Dick Cheney and his friends get to, you know, make off with the bank. It's 9:31 at AM 760. And you know what? And I'll tell you something else, pal. Let me tell you something else, pal. John Turk, who works on this show, produces this show, who busts his ass every day, doesn't make $40,000 a year. So don't give me the stuff about people who make $40,000 a year and not productive. Screw you, okay? So look at the traffic with Amelia Earhart.
Thanks, Jay. Got new trouble across southbound I-25. Got a crash just before Alameda, and northbounders are dealing with curiosity slowdowns as well. So both directions of I-25 are jamming up between downtown and the tech center. Across westbound I-70, our crash involving the truck carrying a boat is actually cleared off to that right-hand shoulder westbound just after York Street and along our side street. So now the two-car crash working at Havana and Dartmouth. Outside of that, we do have slowing across our highway drive southbound I-225 between Yosemite and I-25. as well as northbound between Bellevue and Hampton. In today's forecast, a great day ahead of us. We will see some partly cloudy skies later on this afternoon, but for the time being, we've got clear skies, and we'll see a high of 84 degrees. Currently, we're at 73 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Great May Tent Event returns May 18th through the 21st at Tires Plus. Save 10 to 50% on specially marked tires.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Tim Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Complete details.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Time.
Good morning, 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 83, mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin here, and I apologize for the way I lost my temper with our last caller. I was wrong, and I shouldn't have done that, but it's very frustrating. And, you know, you go look at societies where there are large gaps between haves and have-nots in their social turmoil. And this country, we do not build an aristocracy, and we do not build a royalty on the backs of working people. And this whole idea about that if you don't make a million, you know, you make $30,000, you make $40,000, whatever the case may be, $25,000, you know, you're not productive. I mean, that's just pure BS. And that's why we have a progressive income tax here, so that we don't build an aristocracy, and so we don't have a gilded age, and we don't have a permanent, you know, aristocracy in this country. And the tax cuts that this administration has passed and that this rubber stamp Republican Congress has passed are absolutely immoral, and they're wrong. Then they do not support working people. That's number one. And the other thing is you can't have this during a time of war or occupation or whatever term you want to use. It's this idea of you can have your cake and eat it too, and you know what? You can't. There's just no way you can have it done. It just doesn't work that way. Let's go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. No apology required.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think you were spot on and passionate. First of all, I want to issue a correction. William Gates III did, in fact, attend Harvard University. He didn't graduate, But he did almost graduate. He was offered a deal by the Fairchild Semiconductor family that he become the poster child. And it was a deal that an investment banker like him couldn't pass up. So, you know, he came from wealth. You know, the Gates family was wealthy when he was young. He had the best education that money could possibly buy. And that's how he got to where he was. He was educated. You know, and it must be hard on you to go from Mark Udall to Dan, the uninformed, clueless constituent.
Well, it's not hard. I feel frustrated for him, and I feel frustrated for the country because his view is self-centered and short-sighted, and he's got to have to leave something to his kids and his kids' kids.
Right.
And we have to start thinking in terms of what we can do for the country as a whole.
And
not
how
just
is he
going to
do that?
And not just what we can do for ourselves.
How is he going to do that if he can't afford an education for his children? Because, you know, tuition hikes have gone up and up and up because federal funding is dropping off the face of the earth. You know, and you hit it right on the nail on the head when you talked about the budget crisis and what we're doing with the budget. It's immoral that we're cutting funding for education. That's just dumb. That's just wrong.
It's not going to take us any place productive.
It's going to go. We're going to go right down the drain. We're going to become Mexico. You know, and I've been down to Guadalajara. I've spent time there. It's a place where, you know, the people who are on the bottom are struggling just to educate themselves because the public education system really isn't adequate. It's not funded. It's not working. They, you know, and that's why they come here. That's part of it. You know, it's linked. And if we want to go that route, we're going to become Mexico. We're going to become like China, where the vast majority of people don't have a clue about what's going on. They don't have access. They don't have computers or books or anything. They're just left out of the loop.
I agree 100%. Christian, yeah, I'm with you. Man, I'm with you 100%.
We'll have a country full of Dans.
Yeah, well, but Dan is an educated guy. I think he is. It's just, and I think he's a decent person at heart. It's just the frustration of trying to get through to him to see that he's, you know, getting economically mugged by his own party and can't see it.
Dan, I'm sorry I'm sorry that they lied to you, but you know what? They're screwing all of us, and your voting with them doesn't help us. It doesn't, you know, maybe you think, oh, well, you know, you take one issue like, oh, you don't want to help out people with social programs. Fine. But that means your children aren't going to get educated either.
Well,
okay.
And you're also talking about a whole host of things. You're talking about medical problems.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about,
exactly.
A lot of, I mean, you're encompassing a lot of territory here. And,
I am.
And,
all territory that he's voted for, and none of it's working.
It isn't working, and it's frustrating. Christian, thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Christopher in Thornton. Christopher, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Are you there, Jay?
Yeah, sure am.
Yeah, hi. I really appreciate your show. And I wanted to talk to you about, I wanted to respond to a question that you posed in the 7 o'clock hour. You posed the question, why is it that folks tend to not be riled up about issues related to the deficit?
Right. Why it comes in at like 3%?
Yeah, and whereas when it comes to politics related to sexual issues, people can get really charged up,
right,
and really come out to the polls. Well, I wanted to respond to that with an idea or two. And, you know, I actually agree with Dan in one respect, which is that voting is personal. And so I think that that plays into why people tend to come out to vote for sexual issues. Because they're, you know, personal, if you're personally, you know, against gay people or, you know, afraid of gay people or, you know, are set that you, you know, want to send every possible message to the world that you're not gay, one way to assert that is to go to the polls and vote on a gay issue. You know, I'm going to vote against the gay marriage issue because I'm not gay. So I think that there's a lot of personal asserting oneself personally in the in the voting process.
Boy, you know, I being scared of gay people, I cannot for the life of me cannot understand that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, I don't understand. I'm sorry. I mean, you know what? I don't understand why people are scared of gay people. I don't understand why people are scared of people who are new, who are not like them. What do you want, a whole world of people who are like you? I mean, how boring would that be?
Well, I agree with you. It would be terribly boring. And I'm gay myself, but I don't really know why people are afraid of gay people, other than, you know, that the church... You know, some churches, I should say, some churches really use it as an issue to, I don't know, kind of control people or, you know, get their fears up so that they can sort of manipulate people. That's how I see it personally.
Well, maybe that's what it is, but I think you could sit down with a gay or a lesbian person or anybody you want to bring up. I mean, any philosophy or... Anything. I mean, anything you want to bring up. Okay, like you could sit down with somebody. You could sit down with a guy who rides a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you could say, you know, that's not really my thing. I'm not attracted to riding motorcycles.
Right.
But I'm not scared of people who ride motorcycles. I don't think that all people who ride motorcycles are like Hell's Angels. I don't think that all people who ride motorcycles are going to, like, beat the crap out of me. Or you can say to people, well, you know, I don't think that the driving, you know, a huge... You know, a Hummer sucking along at 8 miles a gallon is a wise use of your money, but, I mean, I'm not scared of you because you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like, how do you get scared of gay people? What are they going to do to you? What, are they going to try to attack you? I mean, I don't... What's the deal behind that?
I think maybe they just don't know. You're saying, what are they going to do? Are they going to attack you? Are they going to this or that? I think there's so much ignorance that they don't know if that's going to happen or not. And that's maybe why they're afraid.
Well, then, you know what? My answer to that is, man, is get a little learned, you know, okay? I mean, go sit down with some gay person and talk to them and find out the fact that they're just like you are and that they have the same, you know, wants and desires for a happy life and want to be treated, you know, with the same degree of respect and have the same, and many times the same family values that you've got. That'd be my answer to that.
Chris, you hit the nail on the head.
Christopher, thank you so much, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not scared of African Americans, Hispanics, gay people, Jews, Catholics, evangelicals, Protestants. I don't want you to be like me. I mean, I'd like to think that we have the same beliefs. I'd like to think that we see the world the same way. But individually, you don't have to be like me, and I'm not scared of you. And why are people scared? What's that whole thing about? I don't understand about that. I've never been able to understand that. And the people who take that stuff, and then they take it, and then they make it like into, like this guy in the Springs, who's like, this former Cadillac dealer. What's his name? Will Perkins, I guess is his name. And it's like it's personal agenda or drive. I mean, what's behind that? You know?
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down.
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Ever dreamed of being part of the music industry? With Burn Lounge, you can. Build your own fully functional, customizable music store in seconds. Hear the newest music first.
legally sell the music you love, and choose from over 1 million songs from today's top artists. Create and share playlists with your friends. Choose your music and instantly start selling to the world. Do you want to be part of the digital music revolution? The music business is changing. In 2003, digital downloads generated $83 million. By 2008, downloads are estimated to generate $4.5 billion. You want to be in the music industry? With Burn Lounge, you get in.
Two each Saturday.
9:47, 13 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Check this out. I didn't believe this, but it's true. There are over 4,000 postage stamps worldwide that feature a dog. Can you believe that? I've never even seen a postage stamp with a dog on it, but I know that they're out there. As far as my dog's relationship, or our dogs, Coco and Jackson, their relationship with the postmaster, he puts, or the post office person, or the mail carrier, they put the mail through the slot. But we can always tell when they come because the dogs bark. So I guess it's like their way of greeting them and saying hello. Of course, with my dogs, you never can tell because Coco and Jackson have so much energy, and part of the reason is because of Purina One. They've been on Purina One since the very beginning of their lives, and you can tell by their coats, their teeth, their eyes, and also the fact that they just have so much energy. Now, you know what? If you want to do more energy-wise for your dog, you know what? I've seen healthy changes in ours. Switch your dog to Purina One. Purina One makes a variety of formulas that meet all the nutritional needs. And you know what? They've got formulas for puppies. They've got formulas for seniors. They've got formulas for large breeds, even one for dogs with a sensitive system. You know what? There's one just right for your dog. And if you'd like to find out more about changing your dog's health for the better, take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. It's real easy. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And just take that Purina One 30-Day Challenge. You'll get a free 4-pound bag. You heard me, a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Let me give you the number again. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. We love Coco and Jackson, so we feed them only the best, which is Purina One. You love your pups? Do the same. Purina One.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, let's get it on with some Stones. You better believe it. 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM760 Progressive Talk. High today, 83, mostly sunny. Start it up. Yeah. All right, open phones. Tomorrow, open phones from an undisclosed location. Our breakfast with the 760 winners and Al Franken. That's tomorrow. And I'll be doing the show open phones from an undisclosed location. And no, I will not be giving out hints as to where it is because it's an intimate breakfast. And I think the guy's name is Darren McKee. Is that his name? Yeah, he's going to sit in for me for an hour or so, or hour and a half, while I join the breakfast. And try not to, A, spill, and B, make a pig out of myself. Okay, let's get back on the phones, and we go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
You know, I got to send you a bottle of chill pills, man.
I know it.
Your blood pressure.
I know. You're right. You're 100% right.
You got to watch that blood pressure, you know?
I know. I hear you, man.
I know how those guys tick you off. You got to just spend less time with people like that.
Well, but it's hard. It's hard not to because, I mean, I think he's a really good, decent human being. You just got to try to get through to him about the fact that he's just economically getting taken to the cleaners and doesn't realize it.
Right. Well, I just called to say that, I don't know, I just get more and more fed up. And now we're going to spend $1 billion on some stupid, ridiculous fence. And here there's 200 farmers out on the eastern plains that can't get enough water for their crops. You know, I mean, we're just not putting our money where we need to put it. And I just hope and pray that enough people get fed up enough that we turn this around in 2006. And
we're going to turn it around in November, pal.
Yeah, we have to. You know, but you know, here's this vote on the fence, you know, down on the border. It's like, well, why aren't we building a fence on the Canadian border? You know?
Well, maybe because Canadians are acceptable and Mexicans are not.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. But it's like, why didn't all the Democrats vote against spending this money on a fence down there?
I don't know. Ask Ken Salazar. He voted for it.
I know. I know. It's so irritating and so frustrating. But, yeah, we got to get out there in 2006 and turn this around, hopefully, with Democratic leadership. And because, you know, we're just people just are not respecting us much anymore around the world.
No, as a matter of fact, there is an article in Editor and Publisher today, and I will quote it to you. Oh, wait a minute, it's not Editor and Publisher. I'm sorry. Hang on a second. It's from the BBC. What did I do with it? Oh, here it is. I'm sorry, it's not from the BBC. It's from the Times-Picayune. Listen to this. The United States has often irritated the rest of the world, but lately it's gotten worse, even more dangerous. In increasing numbers, people around the globe resent American power and wealth and reject specific actions like occupation of Iraq and campaign against democratically elected Palestinian leaders, in-depth international polling shows. Analysts say America's image problem is pervasive, deep, and perhaps permanent, and an inevitable outcome of being the world's only superpower. But there's worse news yet. In the past, while Europeans, Asians, and Arabs might have disliked American policies or specific U.S. leaders, they liked and admired Americans themselves. Polls now show an ominous turn. Majorities around the world think Americans are greedy, violent, rude. Fewer than half in the countries like Poland, Spain, Canada, China, and Russia think Americans are honest.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, and
it's
now
terrible.
We're just going to alienate more and more Mexican people by building this stupid fence. You know, here we go down to Mexico, thousands of us go to Mexico, spend all kinds of money down there. We get to know the culture. And now we're going to build this fence and just make the Mexican people angry at us. You know, it's like, what? Where are people's brains?
Well, because I still maintain that a third to a half of this is mixed into racism. I think there's racism against Mexicans in this country, and I think there's xenophobia going on, and I think that there are a lot of these people capitalize off of it, and they don't want to admit to it, and they're getting, they're scoring political points on it. And I'll believe it for the rest of my life. And I know I could get 1,000 calls here, and I'll get a million emails about how I just don't get the immigration question and blah, 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 and on and on. But I think there's racism involved in a lot of it. I really, really do. Because you know what? If there wasn't racism involved in it, we'd have the same feeling towards the Canadians as we do towards the Mexicans.
Exactly. And we got two elected officials in this state, Tancredo and Allard, that are, in my opinion, two of the racists that... hopefully we'll get kicked out of office soon and have Democrats replacing them.
Yeah. I hope so, too. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate
the
call.
Take care, Jay.
All right. Hope Bill Winter kicks Tom Tancredo's rear. Here's Sean in Boulder. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
No, I'm all right.
I had a couple comments. The first is that we talk about how low Bush's numbers are in the administration and how people are trying to come out against the Republicans and the way things are running, but I remember reading or hearing not too long ago about the gerrymandering, all the efforts the Republicans had mounted to rebuild districts to heavily favor Republicans and how that plays into the strength of incumbents. And I'm wondering if, even though their numbers are low, if the gerrymandering will overcome that.
I think the gerrymandering will be a factor, but remember this, in the House of Representatives, we only have to get 16 seats.
Well, that's true, but I know that the Democrats in Texas, and of course this was a state legislature, but they were so appalled at what they saw going on that they felt like they had to leave their state.
Right.
And I'm just curious how much these rewritten districts are going to affect things. I haven't seen any numbers, and I'm curious. The other thing is that your caller, Dan, one of the things that really I don't understand about some of these people who say that the position is for people who are rich that they earn the money, they should get to keep it. And
most of that money's inherited wealth.
Well, but my point is that we already know, based on global warming and other things, we live in a fixed system. It's closed. we have a limited number of resources. And if somebody's making $1 million, there's somebody else who's at the short end of that stick. And the guy that's making $1 million isn't making it by himself. He is making it in cooperation with other people, and in a lot of cases on the backs of other people. And this idea that he went out, or you know, these multi-million-dollar CEOs that went out and they earned this money and they should get to keep it is a load of hogwash. We are all in this together. We all sink or we all swim. And the idea that somebody who makes $1 million should get $42,000 back in taxes to put into the stock markets, which for the most part doesn't even actually create anything, it's just an exchange of money, is ludicrous. We are all in this together. Why should some of us benefit and create this oligarchy and the rest of us struggle? I have a computer science degree. I live in Boulder. I can't find work.
Well, you know what? Listen, I'm running out of time here, but I agree 100% with what you're saying. And I'll tell you something. I often entertain the idea of what would happen if they taxed investment income at the same rate that you taxed earned wage income. Wouldn't that be kind of an interesting thing? Sean, thank you, man. Call me again, okay?
I sure will.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
That's it for today. And
are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
If it's good for the planet, we're...
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams.